low-paying job, and so then you want to raise the amount that job pays. I have no problem with that. But then remember that just like everything else, that you're going to have to, that it's going to have to turn around, that you're going to have to pay for it. I mean, it's not going to come from nothing. You know, none of these solutions. Here's the problem with all of this. None of these solutions have a pain-free way out. They're all going to hurt in some sense or another. And you will never totally and ever completely stop illegal immigration into this country. It'll never stop because it's been going on for years. Migratory patterns have been going on for decades and decades and decades. So the best thing you can do, thing you can do is to try to figure out some rational way to solve the problem.
Well, I still think that limiting the number of people crossing over by enforcing current law and not having a steady flow from a guest worker program is the way to get it done, because then they become Americans. Then,
so what's wrong with that? What's wrong with them becoming Americans?
I want them to become Americans, you know, and then it shores up the base of working people, and then we can start to look at each other as fellow Americans. I don't like to have the cultural divide that's there now. You know,
I still maintain, I'll still say it again. I mean, we need the labor. I don't know how to fix the situation. If I did, I wouldn't be here. I'd be doing it. I don't know how to fix it. The one thing that bothers me, as I said to the previous caller, the one thing that has always bothered me, the one thing that depresses me, is taking people who want to feed their families, taking people who want a better life, and making them economic criminals, which is what the Sensenbrenner bill does, is it makes them economic criminals. There's got to be some way to figure this thing out. There just has to be.
And it's reprehensible that they turn around and blame Democrats for that. There's something so incredibly wrong with that.
They don't deal with a full moral deck. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, have a good day. Open phones, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about this morning, we'll get into it here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, all you cable users out there.
Yes, I'm talking to you.
It's time to cut the umbilical cord.
We've got a challenge for you.
We call it the DirecTV Challenge. Call us up right now and tell us how much you're spending on cable every month. We're going to tell you how much money you'll save by switching to DirecTV. And to top it off, we're going to give you a bunch of free stuff. Yes, I said free stuff. Like a four-room DirecTV system with standard installation free. 3 months of premium channels, including HBO, Showtime, Stars, and Cinemax, all free. Why, even a free DVR. Now, if you like spending a lot of money every month, well, then don't call. But if you want to get all the channels you watch right now for about half the price of cable, give us a call. We're going to humiliate the cable company and give you a ton of free stuff. Call 1-800-600-6196. It's time to cut the cable and take the DirecTV Challenge. Call Dish Direct at 1-800-600-6196. That's 1-800-600-6196.
Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. AKZ and Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at am760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. It's the Star Spangled Banner like you've never heard it before. The Spanish language version of the national anthem, featuring Wyclef Jean, Pitbull, and other top stars, is airing today for the first time, and it's pouring more fuel on the fire over immigration reform. British-born music producer Adam Kidron says he came up with the idea as a way of saluting immigrants who came here for a better life. One critic asks if the French would tolerate an English-language version of the Marseillaise. Major pro-immigrant demonstrations will take place around the country on Monday. CBS's Peter King's been looking into that. Peter, what do we know about businesses giving workers the day off to take part?
It's a mixed bag, Frank. For example, in Kansas, 7 Cargill meatpacking plants will open Tuesday through Saturday so workers can attend the rallies Monday. Other meatpackers are also shutting down for the day, but here in Florida, fruit and vegetable grower Duda and Sons has told employees to show up.
We have work available. We have perishable crops that we are harvesting and packing and shipping.
Spokeswoman Susan Howard says those crops need to be harvested, but the company does support its workers and...
We do absolutely support immigration reform.
Live in Orlando, Peter King, CBS News.
The Iranian government is expected to ignore today's deadline to stop enriching uranium. So what then? Secretary of State Rice says the UN will have to do something.
The United States believes, and I think that there are others that believe, that in order to be credible, the Security Council, of course, has to act. It cannot have its word and its will simply ignored by a member state.
Britain and France agree with the U.S. position, but the other two council members with veto power, Russia and China, aren't inclined to support sanctions. President Bush is asking for new authority to raise passenger car mileage standards, but that won't have any immediate impact on high gasoline prices. Energy Secretary Sam Bodman tells the CBS News Early Show there is no quick fix. New Jersey, one of only two states where drivers can't pump their own gasoline, wants to experiment with lifting the ban. Some drivers say go for it.
As long as it'll save me a couple of cents, yeah, it's an easy thing to learn.
Oregon is the only other state that bans self-service at the gas pump. The latest bombshell in the Duke University rape case has to do with the alleged victim. CBS's Jim Crisula has that.
The woman who has accused three Duke lacrosse players of raping her during a team party filed similar charges against three other men 10 years ago. The woman said the alleged incident happened 3 years earlier when she was 14. The three men were never charged for an undisclosed reason.
How's business? Not bad. A report from the government within the past half hour shows the economy grew at a solid 4.8% annual rate in the first quarter. That's the best pace in 2.5 years. Surging consumer spending and business investment get the credit. Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are a point lower. This is CBS News.
This new Medicare business was pretty confusing to me. With the May 15th enrollment deadline around the corner, I needed answers. I was in Walmart, and the pharmacist told me Walmart and Sam's Club pharmacies accept all Medicare plans. After I enrolled, I just showed her my Medicare prescription drug card, and she filled my prescriptions. And at the Walmart price, you sure get more bang for your prescription buck. You can bet I'm going back to Walmart or Sam's Club Pharmacy or walmart.com/Medicare for my Medicare needs.
If you're an adult age 65 and up, you've probably heard about the new prescription drug benefits available to you with the new Medicare Part D. You've probably also got a lot of questions. Your Savon and Osco pharmacists have access to internet tools to help you identify plan options that cover your current medications. Enrollment period ends May 15th, 2006. So come in today and ask the questions you need to decide which Part D prescription plan is best for you. Your trusted partners in health, Savon and Osco Pharmacies.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. With a high price of gas, this might be the summer to stay in-state for vacation. Already, gas prices are about 70 cents a gallon more than a year ago, and that could mean more expensive airline tickets and certainly a bigger bill for your car trip or the minivan, SUV, or that travel trailer. But if you don't go far, it could be the best way to save money. Dana Abrahamson of the Colorado Tourism Office suggests do what people from other states do. Visit Colorado.
We're pretty fortunate to live in one of the top five destinations for desirability in the country. So we have a lot to see here in our own backyard.
The Colorado Tourism Office is promoting our state as the place to vacation, especially for those of us who live here. Today is the deadline to get a bill to the governor's office in case of a veto. Once a bill hits the governor's desk, he has 10 days to sign it or veto. And that means if the bill gets there by today and the governor does veto, the legislature will still be in session and could attempt an override. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thanks, Tim. Already a busy ride this morning dealing with wet roads and backsplash. That's definitely slowing down the drive. You want to give yourself a few extra minutes. Seeing some trouble with the crash now. Westbound I-76 at I-270, southbound I-25. Loaded up as you make your way out of Thornton North Glen right into downtown. And now we're stacking up westbound I-70 from 225 over towards I-270. Around town, things are busy on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Turnpike bunching up eastbound from Federal to Pecos. And checking out the forecast, should see showers on and off throughout the day. Highs in the mid-50s. We're at 41 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You can't miss this event. It's the JCPenney Spring Blowout this Friday and Saturday. Night and day doorbusters Friday from 4.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader. A proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-1673. That's 1-800-440-1673. 1-800-440-1673.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
Carol is back on the program to talk to us about this. And State Representative, good morning and welcome back, and good to hear your voice.
Hey, thanks, Jay. Thanks for having me back.
All right, where does this bill stand? I mean, I contacted my legislator, and sent him an email telling him to support HB 1149. How does this stand? What's going to happen with this bill?
This bill has had a pretty difficult history, and right now it's hanging in the balance as to whether it lives or dies, or lives in a form that's going to be strong and worthwhile or gutted. It has passed out of Senate Judiciary with a very important provision removed. We have, the next step is to get it passed out of Senate Appropriations. There's a $36,000 one-time programming cost to the state to change the online disclosure form. And I think we're going to be okay as far as getting it out of Senate Appropriations. The more problematic piece is that the Senate took off on one of the disclosure requirements. Just briefly for the listeners, the bill requires greater transparency about who the lobbyists are working for, basically who's hiring them, all the bill numbers of what they're working on, their position of whether they're supporting, opposing, or monitoring a bill. And they would have to disclose any direct financial relationships they have with lawmakers. And the Senate Judiciary Committee pulled off the requirement that they disclose the position of bills they're monitoring. Well, in the real world up at the Capitol, about 10% of the time will you find out of these some 1,100 registered lobbyists, you will find that they will actually take a hard position of support or oppose. And most of the real work is done, even though they call it monitoring. By removing that one provision, we've effectively removed what would be about 90% of the lobbying activity on legislation up at the Dome. And so while it's a couple words strike in committee, it's devastating to the bill itself. So we need to
why was it pulled?
You know, unfortunately in the House, I don't have the total history. Senator Tupa is carrying the bill for me and the Senate, and he is going to try and get that put back on the floor. So we have a pretty nuanced message out there, actually, for radio listeners, which is please call your senators and ask them to support 1149. But even more specifically, please make sure that they include the provision that we disclose all the bills they're monitoring.
All right, so call your state senator.
Yes.
And to tell your state senators to support 1149.
Yes. And right now, this is a bill that basically I had several lawmakers come to me and ask me to kill this bill. This is a bill that has passed and may get all the way to the governor's desk and signed only if they realize the public is watching it. Because, frankly, a lot of the inside capital interests would just as soon see this go away.
And when you're talking about it, you want to name names?
Well, right now I don't know where the Senate votes are, but what we've been able to do is pull about a two-thirds majority on the House because, frankly, your listeners and activists out there contacted the House, and then we pulled in mostly Democrats. We pulled in a few Republicans in with us. The amendment to pull off the monitoring provision was by Republican Senator Mitchell out in Broomfield, and I'm not sure exactly what the reasoning or thinking was behind that, but we want that in there. And the bottom line point that we wanted to make is, you know, look, we are up at the Capitol doing the people's business. Everything we do as elected officials is transparent and public. That's how you hold us accountable. And I've mentioned this briefly before, but this is really compelling. I mean, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with lobbyists as people, but I do think in a system where they write your bills, where they tend to draft bills, where they amend legislation, where they're the ones there testifying before the legislature for or against, when they're the ones doing the constituent work, they're the ones funding campaigns, funding office accounts. They determine which legislators get awards. They provide legislative report cards. You know, we're termed, they're not. They have staffing, we don't. We're elected, they're not. We're monitoring 800 bills. They only have to master about 2 to 4, and all our actions are public and theirs aren't. We can't afford to not pass this bill, and we can't afford to remove 90% of their activity from the public view.
7-11, 11 minutes after 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. State Representative Morgan Carroll with us. We're talking about House Bill 1149. This is the one holding special interest lobbyists accountable and legislators accountable. So is there any indication, if this gets to the governor's desk, is there any indication what Bill Owens would do?
Well, you know what? I actually think the wind is at our back a little bit. I think the Republicans are very mindful of the fact that they've been tainted both in D.C. and in Colorado with ethics scandals. And as a companion bill, we also have a gift ban bill also carried by Senator Tupa that we just fixed in conference committee today. And we just fixed it in a form that we actually think the governor may sign based on his previous indications to Senator Tupa. This is a bill that would look ridiculous to veto because this is not onerous. This doesn't cost the taxpayers anything except a one-time programming fee, and this would allow every single member of the public to go online, click on any piece of legislation, and at their fingertips pull up every single person who's working for or against any measure. That's how your government
should function. Yeah, how can anybody be against that?
You know, some of the resistance under the dome has been thinking, hey, Representative Carroll, you're doing this as a smear campaign on lobbyists. We don't need it. No one's corrupt. And my message to them is, you know, we do need this. It's not about us. I mean, we can go in our little closed world and go ask questions and figure out who's working what under the dome. But right now, for any member of the public to be able to do this, they would have to go online, pull up 1,100 lobbyists that aren't cross-referenced, then go pull up 800 bills and try and do some matrix of comparing the two. It is so prohibitive that this information effectively just isn't available to the public. And the opposition's coming from, hey, we've worked this well so long without it. We don't need it now. You're trying to, you know, don't taint us, don't smear us. And my real point is this isn't an accusation. This is just about sunshine. It's the right thing to do. These folks have a lot of power up at the Capitol. Even if everybody's above board, even more so, we shouldn't have anything to hide here.
On a personal note, away from this topic, are you still getting robocalled?
I've had a little reprieve on the robocalls because we've been hitting back a little bit. But they've done 4 robocalls against me in my district. The Republican Party suing me. They've hit me with 4 open records requests on things all throughout this legislative session. So they have taken their campaign to the Capitol under the dome all session long, which to me has been a lot like sucker punching in a sense, because obviously I got to stay focused on bills like this first, and seems a little bit like kicking someone in the back when they know that right now I've got to make the people's business first. But they've definitely kept up the attacks against me, and I suspect it'll step up even more once we're done with session.
And when they're suing you for what now?
Oh, well, this is good. They are suing me for, they did an open records request wanting to find out anything and everything about any office account. I don't have an office account.
That's kind of easy.
So I wrote them back, and I said, I don't have an office account. If I did, you could have everything, but I don't. So they wrote back, and they said, they sued me for not disclosing records on an office account I don't have, and now they're wasting a bunch of taxpayers' money because our Office of Legislative Legal Counsel has to defend us on this, and they've done this to a whole slew of targeted 10 Dems all session long. So they have been just nonstop wasting taxpayers' money, forcing us to be legally defended against just patently absurd, frivolous, time-wasting junk, frankly.
Boy, you know, what is it about the GOP? I mean that in all sincerity. I mean, you know, I was talking to a caller here before the top of the hour about how they're running ads on Spanish radio, you know, claiming that the Democrats are the ones that are trying to turn the 11 to 12 million undocumented workers, illegal aliens, into felons, when it clearly comes from the Sensenbrenner bill. So it's not the Democrats. What is it about them that they can't play straight?
You know, if I could figure that out, man, we would have taken back this country. We'll be taken back this state. I mean, I cannot believe. I've broken my naive shell in actually believing that you have to be able to keep a straight face when you say something, that it has to pass some modicum of sort of truthful. And I think those illusions are shattered. And those D.C.-style, very Rovian-like politics are literally brought here. The Colorado GOP has been so feverishly desperate to take back the majority that they hired someone from the Bush White House to come out here and do their press. And it has been attack press release after attack press release.
Oh, yeah, it's a woman, but I can't think of her name, but I know who you're talking
about.
Yeah,
it's Rachel Sembarger, and, you know, they've been calling her Karl Rove and drag, but, I mean, the style has been, hey, you know what? I mean, there is no factual research. It's like, what would sound good, vicious, and, a very pointed attack that we could put in a release, and if you just saturate the airwaves out there, if you saturate the print media out there, someone somewhere is going to pick it up. And then you grow a story, because what they do is they find somebody out in the media who's willing to print what they say, even though it has no foundation, and then they go back to that print during campaign season and put it on brochures, and then they act like it's not coming from the Colorado GOP. They'll quote, like, you know, the Sentinel or something like
that. Right, yeah.
And then it gives it artificial legitimacy. It's an amazing attack machine operation they've got going on.
And then when do we move into the campaign season? Because you're in the legislative season now.
Yeah, I'm in the legislative season. We're done May 10th. And frankly, a lot of the campaign season for many folks have started. For me, basically, the day after, in a seat like mine, I mean, the day after we're done with session, we're going to be out there walking our district, canvassing, and for the public to know, for these seats that are targeted, the Republicans have been working on this easily for over a year, so for the public that cares about these seats, the time to help, the time to volunteer, the time to get involved, the time to contribute, it's going to be basically May 11th.
Well, I already gave you a contribution.
Thank you, Jay.
I copped to it on the air. I already sent mine in, you know, as soon as when I got hot about the robocall situation, I already sent my money in. So, because my feeling is, and I think all of us who are either progressive, liberal, or just dyed-in-the-wool Democrats, or who feel that our best chance is with the Democratic Party, is, you know, if they want to play this game, okay, you know what, we'll play the game and we'll fight back. And I think everybody ought to man the barricades and let's go for it and let's keep control of the legislature and teach them a lesson that this kind of imported Rovian politics from Washington, D.C. just doesn't work here in the state of Colorado.
We are not going to tolerate it. And, in fact, what I'm encouraged to see is, frankly, I think the idea that we need to grow a spine, we need to hit back hard, and we need to expose their scumbag tactics when they use them. These contributions make a big difference, because this is basically how we fight back. The D.C. or national Republicans are so mortified about what we were able to accomplish in Colorado here. They will be funneling an unbelievable amount of money out of Colorado into Colorado, largely through these behind-the-scenes slush funds. So, you know, the word to the wise out there for all the Democrats is they get away with these tactics as long as we don't expose them for what they are. Our full-time job, all of us, is to really expose the utter indecency of these approaches and, you know, show it for what it is, as basically smoke and mirrors, because they can't seem to come up with any public policy that's going to do anyone any good.
Yeah. I agree 100%. Are you going to Mollyoke tonight?
Yes, I am. Are you going?
Yeah.
Well, I will.
I'm not singing, but I'm going. Mary and I are going.
I'm not singing either. I don't know if Mary sings, but I'm
not. No, Mary doesn't sing, neither of us. So we can just sit around and grouse about all of this, because I'm certainly not going to, and we'll contribute to Molly's campaign, but I'm certainly not going to get up there and karaoke. There's no way.
All right, well, I'll sit there and I'll listen to other people karaoke with you guys.
Okay, we'll see you tonight.
Thanks, Jay.
You bet.
Bye.
All right, there's State Representative Morgan Carroll. And once again, contact your state legislators, contact your senator and your representative, and tell them to support House Bill 1149. That's HB 1149. It's important that you do that. Okay. You know, and I, I've thought about this. I mean, this is open phones. We can talk about anything we want to talk about here at 303-713-7600. But one of these mornings, I'm gonna ask you like for an hour why you think it is that the GOP plays this way, and why you think it is that they just can't that they are the way they are, like buying the ads, for instance, blaming the left and blaming liberals and progressives and the Democratic Party for the whole immigration situation, the whole Sensenbrenner bill, which is now blown up in their faces, and just the numerous other things, that the numerous other smear tactics and lies that they engage in, and it just amazes me. It really amazes me that they do this. And I have asked David Brock. I asked David Brock yesterday. I've asked Jameson Fosher. I have asked Paul Waldman. I've asked numerous other people who we've had on this program. How do these guys do this? How do these men and women do it? And then how do they sleep at night? And, doing things like robocalls. I never really get an answer. I don't know. I guess some people in the world are just amoral. And I guess if you're not amoral, I guess you find that to be, something hard to take. 722, 22 minutes after 7, 303-713-7600. You can win a trip, eco trip to Costa Rica, but you got...
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
You know what the good life is like because you dream about it every day. You dream about the bigger house and the luxury car, maybe traveling around the world. But you wake up and find you're still in the same old job, working for the same old pay, week in and week out. But what if I can show you how to make your fortune investing in real estate, even if you've never done it before? Come on, you say, it takes money to get started. And you're right, but it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've been making millions ever since. Hi, I'm Dolph DeRoos, and I'm inviting you to see what the good life is really like. I'd like to send you a powerful free tape that will show you how you can get started earning the kind of money you really want so you can become rich, very rich. Now, I'm going to give you a number that you need to call for my free tape. Are you ready? It's 1-800-500-1093. Stop dreaming about the good life and start living it. That's 1-800-500-1093. 1-800-500-1093.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-774-1451. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451.
I think it is.
So if you care about your dog, like your dogs, or your dog, like Mary and I care about Coco and Jackson, call today for more information on Purina One's Natural Blends, and you'll receive a coupon for a free 6.5-pound bag along with a Purina One 30-Day Challenge Kit. It's available now, Purina One's Natural Blends, in the white bag, so don't wait. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK, and get started making a healthy difference in your dog, and do it naturally.
Get in the zone. AutoZone. Hey, do your
your wiper blades drive you crazy when you turn them on? Then do something about it. Get to AutoZone right now and put a new set of wipers on your car. If your old ones are streaking and smearing, they're not working like they should, and that's dangerous. AutoZone has wipers starting at only $3.49, so play it safe. Get to AutoZone and get a new set of wiper blades today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
My top three reasons for getting a new ceiling fan. Number three, I could use a breeze in my living room. Number two, I can save on my energy bill. And my number one reason, now I can dress up my ceiling for less.
The Home Depot is giving you a good reason to decorate your ceiling. Right now, save 20% on all ceiling fans from brands like Hampton Bay and Hunter, and 20% on all landscape lighting. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 4/30/06 in U.S. Home Depot stores only. See store for details.
This is Al Franken. Want to have breakfast with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
Good morning, 726, 26 minutes after 7. High today, 51. Showers out there, and it's raining right now. Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk. Good to be along with you. Nice to have you here. It's open phones, and we'll be talking to a young lady, Emily Spearman, who is a senior at Fairview High School in Boulder, who wrote a column, wrote a letter into Wednesday's Denver Post about why students should be allowed to be involved in the immigration debate. And we'll talk to her coming up. And we'll also take your phone calls, like Jason in Denver. Jason, hi. You're on AM760. Good morning.
Yeah, I've been in the construction trade for 12 years now. I'm an electrician. I did 4 years of college. And when I first got in, it was a great trade. It was supposed to be an educational trade where you get in, make a lot of money, can support your family. And for the past 3 or 4 years now, I've been sitting at home off and on. My kids have been starving, about to foreclose my house because I can't get a job because all the immigrants are coming in and taking our work. There might have been a time we needed their help. We couldn't fill all the positions. But now I need to work. So now it's time for them to go and let the American people make a living wage.
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean you can't? What do you mean you can't get a job? I mean, have you tried? I mean, have you tried every place there is?
Get a job, but if you want to take a $10 cut in wage, sure, they'll hire you. You know what I mean?
Well,
how are you going to make a decent living wage on that? I did the 4 years of education. They come in, no education, no nothing, and they come in, and I'm sitting at home.
Well, no, but I don't think there's anybody in the world who thinks that's fair, and I think that the employers who do that kind of stuff should be penalized for hiring illegal immigrants. Have you called to turn any of these employers in?
They're owned by big businesses. They don't do nothing. The government is bought by big businesses. They do not penalize these companies. You can't tell me any different.
Well, okay, so what's the answer? That we kick everybody out or that you penalize the employers?
It doesn't feel good. You could call them in right now. And you know what? They won't do a thing. They will
not
penalize
these companies. Then don't you think that needs to be changed?
Well, it ain't going to change by the government.
If it's not going to be changed by the government, how's it going to change?
The American people need to stand up and surpass the government. Enough people need to stand up and say, hey, our government is not doing a job. We need to do it. We need to stand up, get together, and do it for them.
How are you going to stand up and do it for them? Are you talking about vigilante law?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a politically real smart person. All I know is that the immigration has affected me dramatically.
Are you a union member?
I used to be. I'm ex-union.
Yes, what happened there?
Well, there was no work. So I quit, and now I've had to take a $10 cut in wage. Now, even now with the $10 cut in wage, it's still hard to find work because so many of the illegals have work. And I'm an American. I've been paying taxes my whole life, and now I'm having a hard time getting work.
I know.
And it gives you an attitude. It's like, hey, man, you guys need to go home so that we can get back to work.
You got a problem though with that, and the problem is that how are you going to get 11 to 12 million people simply just to go home? I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to force them out of the country?
I'm going to do it. If enough American people stand up,
so what you're
we need to take care of business.
All right, so you want to do it through the government, right?
Well, the American people need to surpass the government. The government.
Well, how do you surpass? Here's what I'm not getting from you. How do you surpass the government?
Well, that I'm not sure.
Don't you think it would be better to get organized and put pressure on your elected officials to change the system?
Well, yeah, that's what we need to do, because the government isn't taking care of health care. They're not taking care of the minimum wage, increasing the minimum wage.
Well, they haven't increased the minimum wage. They haven't increased the minimum wage since 1997.
And why is that? Because they're bought out by big businesses. Big businesses don't want to pay it because they're making so much of a profit that they don't want to take it.
Hey, I'm on your side with that. I think that the minimum wage not being raised is a disgrace, and I think that those people that are clamoring about this whole illegal immigration argument, and those people that are yelling and screaming about these people being here against the law and yelling that they should go home and doing all of that. But you know what? None of these politicians ever in any way, shape, or form, yell or say anything about raising the minimum wage.
And nothing's going to change unless the American people stand up against the
government. Well, then you know what you got to do? Are you registered to vote?
I have a felony.
Oh, wait a minute. You have a felony, so you can't vote?
20 years ago, I'm not eligible to vote.
You can't vote?
I'm not allowed to vote.
Yeah, but that's the law, man. You want the law changed, then you got to change it.
I mean, I can't. That ain't right. I don't think it's right because of something I did 20 years ago. I mean, that makes me not eligible to vote. I mean, but either way, I think the government isn't doing nothing. It's up to the American.
Well, I know. You keep saying that over and over again, but you know what? Short of going in the streets and engaging in vigilante law, I don't think what you're advocating is going to work, but I thank you for the call. You know, I don't know what to say about the felony thing. If you got a felony, you can't vote. I don't know, you can't vote. You can't get involved. And, you know, being involved, I mean, that's one of the things about citizenship. 7:32, 20, it's one of the things about living here. So 7:32, 28 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I look at Progressive Traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thank you. Just getting word of this accident tied up the right lane and shoulder south on I-25 near 58. So that's going to add to your jams coming out of Thornton, North Glen. Crews are also working to clear a crash westbound I-76 at I-270 and the Turnpike, running real heavy this morning. So eastbound from Sheridan on over, westbounders looking at brake lights between McCaslin and Table Mesa. And eastbound C-470 slows from Santa Fe over towards University. Now off the highways, do have a crash working. That's tied up the left lane southbound Parker Road at Arapahoe and then around town. It's busy on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, South Boulder Road, Belmont, 28th, all seeing the usual slow spots. And the forecast today, showers on and off throughout the day. Highs in the mid-50s, we're at 41 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
April is the perfect time of year to sod your yard. Let the original sod providers for Invesco Field at Mile High and Coors Field help you.
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You are a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Yeah, now the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Hey, nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Dad, I need to get ahead financially. Register now for the Mortgage Makeovers Roadshow, a free seminar, free lunch, and giveaways with mortgage expert Ken Michaels, host of the Mortgage Makeovers Show. Join Ken Michaels Saturday, May 6th from 9 to 2 at the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Denver. Register online at mortgagemakeovers.net or call 877-299-DEBT. That's 877-299-DEBT or at mortgagemakeovers.net.
Right now, at Joseph A. Bank, it's our biggest anniversary sale ever. All Trio suits and Poplin suits, 50% off. Select Business Express suit separates, 50% off. Even select Signature suits, regularly $6.95, now $2.99. That's more than 50% off. Plus, sport coats, blazers, and all Signature dress pants, 50% off. How about a huge selection of our famous dress shirts and cotton twill pants, 50% off. Plus, an extra bonus, cashmere sweaters, regularly $2.75, now $82.50. That's cashmere sweaters, 70% off. The Joseph A. Bank Anniversary Sale. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, and more, 50% off. Now through Saturday.
Joseph A. Bank, Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs.
The hot weather's coming. It's time to get that air conditioner checked out. Beat the summer heat with Aspen Tire's Chill Out Special. We'll evacuate and recharge your AC for $19.95. If you need Freon, that's an additional charge. Call 888-401-AUTO for the nearest location. That's 888-401-AUTO.
Now you'll have to replace that window. What about that old, ugly patio door? Now's the time to replace your windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors is having a Windows Your Way sale. $500 off any installed Designer Series patio door with the purchase of four installed Architect Series or Designer Series windows. Pella's number one brand, professionally installed, beautiful, affordable doors and windows. For a free home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
Thousands of Americans wanted to tell President Clinton what to do every day. Laura Schwartz did. Join Laura Schwartz, Bill Ritter, Bill Winter, and the Douglas County Democrats at the second annual Clinton-Carter Dinner Saturday night, May 6th at the Sheridan DTC. More info at douglascountydemocrats.org.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Minutes past the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hi today, 51. Jay Marvin along with you. It's open phones 303-713-7600. I got a couple of lines open and we'll go back to your phone calls. But right now we're going to talk to Emily Spearman, a senior at Fairview High School in Boulder, who wrote a letter in Wednesday's Denver Post on why students should be involved in the immigration debate. And Emily, good morning and welcome to AM 760. Nice to have you on.
Hi.
Was that a column or was it a letter that you wrote in?
It was a column. For the past month and a half or so, I've been writing for the Colorado Voices,
mm-hmm.
which is like a temporary freelance writing thing. So that was my last column.
Okay. You know, there were a lot of adults who were critical of kids being involved in the immigration debate, and you saw the picture probably in one of the papers, either the Post or the Rocky Mountain News, of David Schultes sitting there, standing there at the Capitol or up there on a Capitol balcony or something with his thumb pointed down. I mean, to me, he looked like the, it looked like a flashback of the 60s of some, dumb old white guy who were, down on kids. But there are a lot of adults who were critical of kids walking out of class and getting involved. And you're arguing that kids should get involved, and why should they?
Well, because the young people of today, people say that we're the future, so why should we not have a say in anything? I think you'll find that most young people have valid opinions on most any subject that's being debated in politics currently today. And this is something that's going to affect us in later years, if not sooner. And so we just have opinions, and we need to be expressing those.
Does it bother you that a lot of people see people of your generation, how old are you, what, 18, 19?
I'm 17.
17, okay. 17 years old as being kind of like, iPod listening,
mm-hmm.
Wow, man, like, where is Iraq? We don't know what's going on type thing. Does that bother you?
It does bother me a lot. I won't deny that there is some of that out there among my generation, but I would say that is not most of us. Most teenagers, even if they're listening to their iPods, they still know where Iraq is, and they still have opinions on modern events, current events. And so, yeah, that bugs me a lot because I know that I'm more articulate than that, and so And being 17 is really rough. I recently got an email from a gentleman responding to my last column, and he informed me that people my age should not be speaking because we are not old enough to vote. And,
yeah, I've heard that too, yeah.
And he said that even if I was in the 18 to 24 age range, I probably still wouldn't vote because it was the young people who didn't vote in the last election, and it's our fault that Bush got reelected or something.
And what was your, did you answer him?
I didn't. I don't know how to answer him. It made me kind of mad, actually.
You know what? You're better than I am, because you know what? I have to end up answering these people. And I'm going to tell you right now, as a tip from an adult to a young American, don't answer them, because you know what? It'll only bring you more heartbreak. Because they never,
what I was thinking.
They never give in, and you just give them a platform, and they just continue to rant and rave about all of this stuff. Do you worry about the world, though, that us as adults are going to leave you?
I definitely do sometimes. I mean, just the way things are going currently in politically and international affairs, I think some of the older generations are not making very good decisions, and those are definitely going to have effects on the rest of us when we're adults, like financially and just like generally with America's stance with the world right now.
What do you think the answer to the immigration problem is? Do you think we should build a wall? Do you think we should deport the 11 to 12 million undocumented workers who are here? Do you think, do you think we should give them a path to citizenship? What would be your solution to solve this complex problem?
My solution would definitely not involve building a wall. I guess I would support tightening border security and trying to keep people from immigrating illegally in the future. However, the 10 to 12 million people who are here, they're here, and they have made lives here. They've had families. They work. Some of them, they pay taxes in that they pay sales tax and such when they purchase things from American stores. And I think they do deserve a path to citizenship. I mean, once they've been here, I don't think it matters so much how they got here. And by deporting them, we could potentially be breaking apart families. Like, if two people came here and they had a child, then the child would be a native citizen, but the parents could still be deported. And that would be just a horrible thing to have to live with, that fear that you might be separated from your family. And so I definitely agree that people who are already here should be given a path to citizenship, and maybe that it should be easier for people to become citizens in the future.
Big demonstration coming up on Monday, May the 1st. You going to take part, and do you support it?
I don't know if I'm going to take part. What is that demonstration?
They're going to try to, pro-immigration activists are going to launch a national boycott of marches planned for Monday, May the 1st, that will flood the U.S. streets with millions of Latinos to demand amnesty for illegal immigrants and shake the ground under Congress as it debates reform. Do you support that? And if there was something going on in Boulder, would you take part in it?
If there was something going on nearby, I would absolutely participate, and I definitely support that.
Okay, and one last question here. You know, there's a story out on the wire service about the Star-Spangled Banner drawing ire because Adam Kidron, who is a British music producer, has recorded a version of it in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Would that bother you?
No, that would not bother me at all, because even though our official language is English, we have had so many Latino immigrants lately that it's becoming important for us to become a more bilingual nation. I mean, there's currently the bill in the Senate, I believe, that's talking about making all government-related things English only.
Right.
But I definitely do not agree with that. And
yeah, I don't either.
I think it's very important that we learn to speak Spanish, and then for the immigrants to learn English, and we can kind of meet them halfway. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a bilingual nation. I mean, look at Canada. They're fine.
Yeah, you know, the more information, you know, knowledge is power, supposedly, except when it comes to this subject. Emily, thank you. Thank you so much for being on the program. Great column that you that you wrote, and it's good to know that there are 17-year-olds out there like you.
Thank you. It was an honor to be on your show.
Coming from an old man like me, who was once 17 but can't remember.
Oh.
By the way, who's your favorite music group?
My favorite music group? I don't know. I don't think I have a favorite music group. I like listening to, like, Broadway soundtracks and movie soundtracks and stuff, so I wouldn't know.
Who's your favorite politician?
Oh, dear. Not Bush. Anyone but Bush.
We love you, Emily.
Okay.
Call back. Be part of the program anytime.
All right, I will.
Okay, thanks, Emily.
Thank you.
All right, there's Emily Spearman. We'll go to your calls coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Your calls are up next. It's open phones on this Friday morning. So get off your half moons on this rainy Friday morning and get involved in the program. And don't forget, you can sign up for that eco trip to Costa Rica. Sign up now to win at am760.net. Two lines open, 303-713-7600. And we're looking for your phone calls. And you can comment about Emily or Morgan Carroll, or talk about immigration, or talk about gas prices, or anything else that you want to talk about. Now's the time to do it. You dictate the direction. You program the show here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Busy ride around town, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 are all loaded up. So is Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, and South Boulder Road, and the Turnpike running heavy in both directions as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. Now, I-25 stacking up from 104th right into downtown to a crash at 58th, adding to those jams, and then we're sluggish in both directions through T-Rex. Have another accident in the clearing stages, westbound I-76 at I-270, and then eastbound C-470, seeing a slow ride from Santa Fe over towards University. Off the highways, have crews clearing up a crash. It's tying up the left lane and southbound Parker Road at Arapahoe. On to the forecast today. Showers on and off throughout the afternoon with highs in the mid-50s. Right now we're at 45 degrees in Lakewood. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With 14 Front Range locations, Pioneer Sand Company offers the largest selection of landscape materials in Colorado. For the location nearest you, visit PioneerSand.com. Pioneer Sand offers decorative rock, bark, flagstone, boulders, and much more. Visit them at PioneerSand.com.
With gas prices going through the roof, alternatives are being discussed. He goes out and he buys a Ford F-250 truck, and he converts the engine so it will take straight vegetable oil, vegetable oil. He is in studio with us here.
How's the engine run on this stuff?
Quieter, cleaner, and it smells like either sushi or fine Italian food.
Ed Schultz.
I don't think I could drive that. It'd be 250 more pounds.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right, all you cable users out there.
Yes, I'm talking to you.
It's time to cut the umbilical cord. We've got a challenge for you. We call it the DirecTV Challenge. Call us up right now and tell us how much you're spending on cable every month. We're going to tell you how much money you'll save by switching to DirecTV. And to top it off, we're going to give you a bunch of free stuff. Yes, I said free stuff. Like a four-room DirecTV system with standard installation free. 3 months of premium channels, including HBO, Showtime, Stars, and Cinemax, all free. Why, even a free DVR. Now, if you like spending a lot of money every month, well, then don't call. But if you want to get all the channels you watch right now for about half the price of cable, give us a call. We're going to humiliate the cable company and give you a ton of free stuff. Call 1-800-600-6196. It's time to cut the cable and take the DirecTV Challenge. Call Dish Direct at 1-800-600-6196. That's 1-800-600-6196.
Ebert and Roper proclaim two big thumbs up for the extraordinary United 93. Richard Roper calls it the best movie so far this year. And Roger Ebert says, United 93 left me shaken, moved, and filled with respect. This is a great act of filmmaking. The New Yorker magazine calls it stunning, a tremendous experience. United 93 fully honors what was original and spontaneous and brave in the passengers' refusal to go quietly. Newsweek hails, this is first-rate, visceral filmmaking. And Time Magazine declares United 93 unmissable.
I am on a plane that has been hijacked.
From acclaimed director Paul Greengrass.
We have a plane headed toward the Capitol.
This is a national emergency.
We're at war with someone.
Comes the extraordinary story of the heroes who saved the nation's capital.
We gotta do something.
We have to go very fast.
Oh, come on. Let's go.
United 93 from Universal Pictures. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Now playing.
7:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Thanks to Rocky's Autos for putting me in their TV commercials. I've gotten a lot of comments about those with Gunny Bob, who I disagree with politically about everything, but he's a nice guy, and we're friends. And, you know, I maintain you can be friends with people, even if you don't agree with them politically. But Rocky's Autos has stood behind me, has stood behind this show since the very, very, very beginning. And you know something else? They stand behind their customers. How do they do that? Rocky's Autos makes it affordable for you to get the most bang for your buck when it comes to buying a car. They have the largest selection of clean late model vehicles along the Front Range, as for that matter, all of Colorado. Every automobile is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And usually, you know, when you buy like a late model, a clean used car, there's kind of a mystery to it, just like there's a mystery to buying any automobile. And Rocky's Autos takes the mystery out of that by showing you Carfax, which tells you everything you need to know about the vehicle you're about ready to buy. Plus, they've got their matching down incentive going on right now, up to $1,500. You put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down. And it's like having $3,000 down, or put $1,000 down, and they'll put $1,000 down. And it's like having $2,000 down towards the vehicle of your choice. And they've got a huge selection, over 500 vehicles on the lot. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and that's just the beginning, and the list goes on and on. And they're in their summer hours now, so you get an extra hour of Rocky's buying power. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. You can see their business philosophy, look at their television commercials, and also check their inventory, plus pre-qualify for a car loan. And if you see something you want, then you can get in touch with them, and you can get on down there, check it out. Or the other thing is just get on down there and take a look. And they've got great folks working out there, like the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv and Spanky and Colby and Gerard Menard. And all the folks working at Rockies are there to make sure that you're treated as number one. Because that's what they do. They stand behind their customers. Rockies Autos. Can't think of a finer bunch of people. They're my friends, and I'm glad to talk about them, and I'm proud to be associated with them. Rockies Autos, and I'm proud to have bought automobiles from them, too, Mary and I, and we'll continue to buy from them. One convenient location at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Right now, at Joseph A. Bank, it's our biggest anniversary sale ever. All Trio suits and Poplin suits, 50% off. Select Business Express suit separates, 50% off. Even select Signature suits, regularly $6.95, now $2.99. That's more than 50% off. Plus, sport coats, blazers, and all Signature dress pants, 50% off. How about a huge selection of our famous dress shirts and cotton twill pants, 50% off. Plus, an extra bonus, cashmere sweaters, regularly $2.75, now $82.50. That's cashmere sweaters, 70% off. The Joseph A. Bank Anniversary Sale. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, and more, 50% off. Now through Saturday.
Joseph A. Bank, Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs.
Here's a story about a car. When it was new, its price was high as it glimmered on the lot. And then someone bought it with all those extra new car charges, took care of it, and drove it for a while as its price dropped. Now, it's on AutoSmart's lot for thousands less. The end.
Why buy new when you can save thousands on a barely pre-driven vehicle at AutoSmart? Get a low-mileage 05 or 06 model still under factory warranty. Plus, easy financing and top dollar for your trade-in. Be smart. Buy AutoSmart. Best prices guaranteed.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:52, 52 minutes past the hour. High today, 51, under cloudy, showery skies today, and it is raining out there right now. All right, it's open phones, and we go back to the phones. Let's go to Stacy, who's hanging on in Aurora. Stacy, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing very well, thank you.
All right, well, what do you think?
Well, on this immigration issue, I can't help but think that it's just a real bad case of misdirected animosity. You know, these a couple of callers that you had before, the gentleman that was had gone to college to be an electrician and in the construction area and everything, what does that say about, it seems to me like it's wasted money, that he wasted his money on his education if an untrained immigrant can come into this country and do the very same job that he can do? That just doesn't even sound right to me. The misdirected animosity part, Jay, is that if any of us citizens of America were in the same shoes of the immigrant, would we not want to better feed our family, give our families homes and everything? What it is these people who are against the immigrants coming in, they shouldn't be mad at them. They should be mad at the government. That's what I believe.
Yeah, I believe the same thing. And I'll tell you something. You're a sharper guy than I am because I should have cross-examined him on that. And I also should have cross-examined him on this idea. If you can't get a job in your chosen field, you sit
right.
home? Or do you go out and look for another job doing something else? I mean, I've been unemployed in this business numerous times and have had to take other jobs that I didn't particularly care for, and some of them were really, really low-wage, menial jobs, but I did them to get by because it was all I could get I just didn't, like, sit home.
That's right. Absolutely. I agree 100%. You know, the jobs that these people are supposedly taking away from us are the very jobs that the citizens of America don't want in the first place. You know, I don't believe that any employer is going to hire an immigrant just because they're an immigrant. No, it's because these people are out there busting their butts to put food on their table for their family.
Well,
that's the bottom line.
Well, you know, the argument is that there are jobs that Americans will do, but that they just don't pay enough. That's number one. And the number two, immigrants are taking those jobs, and that they're depressing wages, and that they're keeping wages down, but as I said to that caller, I mean, there's never any debate about raising, you know, the minimum wage. There's never any debate about having a living wage. But I just think for people, for the 11 to 12 million who come here because either they want to seek a better life or they want to feed their families, okay, or they want to feed their kids, to penalize them and to make them felons is wrong. And then, you know something else? I always thought conservatives, and I always thought the right wing, was extremely, extremely high on family values. Now, is breaking up families, is that family values? So in other words, if you've got a mother and a father, and they've got a couple of children, and the children are American citizens due to the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, do you yank them away from their kids, or do you deport? I mean, do you break the family up? I mean, is that enforcing family values?
Oh, absolutely not. The family values that they're talking about, Jay, are their own families. They're only concerned about their own families. They're not looking at the bigger picture of how, it's like you had said earlier, when the immigrants migrate to America, it's going to make America stronger in the long run. And it's been going on, like you said, decade after decade after decade. And if we can just hang in there, this has been going on forever. This is not a new issue. I don't understand what the big stir-up is all of a sudden. And you had said earlier, just in this conversation, is that Americans are saying that these jobs are not paying enough to feed us Americans. Well, how are the very jobs that these immigrants taking? They're making it. They're living. They're feeding their families. They're paying rent. They're paying house payments.
Well, because many of them live several families they double up. I mean, they cut corners. It's not the kind of lifestyle that most Americans, would want to lead. I'll tell you something else, too, that's very telling. There's a real estate company, and I can't think of the name of it, but it has a national ad that runs on TV where the family is obviously from China or someplace in Asia, and the real estate agent comes up to greet them, and they're relocating to America. And I turned to Mary yesterday, last night, and I said to her, if they were Hispanic, there would be an outcry and an outpouring of rage against this real estate company. But because they're Asian, you know what? It's okay, and they can get away with it. And, I still believe that there is a big, big current of racism involved in this. Stacy, thank you, man.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, take care. All right, we'll continue with your phone calls coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Stick around. It's good to have you here. Thanks for making the choice of AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk for a fiesta at the 19th Annual Cinco de Mayo Festival in Civic Center Park. Saturday and Sunday, May 6th and 7th. Stop by the AM 760 tent and pick up a free bumper sticker. Find all the weekend festivities on am760.net.
Are you thinking about laser vision correction but are worried if it will hurt? Is it safe? And how much will it cost? Then call 1-800-NEW-VIEW for a free DVD, Candid Answers About LASIK. It'll show you a live procedure and answer all your questions. The LASIK success rate is better than 99% on a procedure that is arguably safer than wearing contacts. And Dr. Craig Beyer in Boulder has been performing LASIK longer than any other Colorado surgeon. He backs his experience up with a 20/20 or your money back guarantee. And now you can reduce the cost of LASIK by up to 50%. That's right, up to 50% of your LASIK procedure cost will be refunded when you file your rebate claim with the National Rebate Fund 47 months after your procedure. To find out if LASIK is right for you, get your free DVD. And to qualify for this limited-time offer, call 1-800-NEW-VIEW and schedule your complimentary consultation and exam. That's 1-800-NEW-VIEW or visit 800newview.com on the web. Terms and conditions for the rebate apply.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. New information has just come out on the woman who accused some Duke lacrosse players of rape. Live to CBS's Jim Crisula. Jim, what have we learned?
Frank, 10 years ago, the same woman claimed she had been raped by three black men in 1993 when she was just 14. That alleged incident happened in Creedmoor, North Carolina, where Ted Pollard is police chief.
The assault was committed by three males. That they repeatedly beat her and sexually assaulted her.
Family members say the woman never pursued criminal charges in that case because she feared for her safety, Frank.
Now, is this likely to have any impact on the Duke case?
No comment from the prosecutor yet, while defense lawyers for the Duke players have been caught off guard by this revelation.
CBS's Jim Crisula. Chevron is the latest oil giant to report a giant-size first-quarter profit, $4 billion. That's 49% more than it made in the same 3 months last year. A quick fix to soaring gasoline prices, Energy Secretary Sam Budman tells the CBS News Early Show, it's not in the cards.
The situation we have has been decades in the making, and everything that can be done that we know that works, this president is doing.
President Bush has just approved a deal that gives a company from Dubai control of 9 U.S. plants that make parts for the military. Congressman Peter King of New York, a leading critic of the Dubai ports deal, says he can live with this one.
If you are going to be getting involved in contracts such as this, first of all, you should try to keep within the United States. Secondly, it should be your absolute closest allies. But in the real world we live in, that's not always going to be the case.
A Spanish-language rendition of the national anthem is hitting the airwaves today for the first time, and it's generating controversy. Critics say other countries wouldn't put up with a foreign language version of their anthems. Cargill, the second biggest beef packer in the country, is shutting plants in 5 states on Monday so workers can take part in pro-immigrant demonstrations. In Oviedo, Florida, spokeswoman Susan Howard says the Duda and Sons fruit and vegetable company just can't afford to do that.
We understand we empathize with their perhaps wanting to support immigration reform, but we do have work available for them, and we are hoping, expecting to have our full workforce on Monday.
On television, The View is getting a new look.
Some people ask us where we were going on our honeymoon. With 4 kids under the age of 8, there will be no honeymoon.
Comedian Rosie O'Donnell's joining the cast to replace Meredith Vieira. Kansas City star TV critic Aaron Barnhart says it's a good move.
She's going to bring a lot of personality. I think she brings not just an impressive resume and a fairly high profile. She has the skill at organizing chaos on the air and turning it into something entertaining.
Vieira's leaving for the Today Show to replace Katie Couric, who's going to the CBS Evening News. In early trading, the Dow is down 18 points. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Center, this is Wendy.
I just have a question. I know you all can call out, but can somebody call in?
Yes, of course. I have a phone number right here. Would you like it?
I sure would.
Okay, it's 262.
OnStar Hands-Free Calling is a voice-activated calling feature built into OnStar-equipped vehicles that allows subscribers to make and receive calls while keeping their hands on the wheel and eyes on the road.
You guys have helped me out many times. I love it.
Awesome.
I wouldn't trade this for all the tea in China.
I'm glad that it's working out for you.
There are no additional access fees, roaming, or long-distance charges.
Anything else I can assist you with?
Not unless you got a bag full of 50s.
If I had a bag full of 50s, I'd be in Mexico.
All right. You have a good day, okay?
You too.
OnStar Hands-Free Calling is available on 16 Chevy cars and trucks. To purchase minutes or learn more about this service, push your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar Hands-Free Calling is not available in certain markets.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Putting Granby back together after almost 2 years and $5 million worth of repairs. Officials in Granby will break ground today on a new town hall. This is the last reconstruction project after local mechanic Marvin Heemeyer's two-mile suicide mission in a reinforced bulldozer. The 17,000-foot town hall will be paired with a new library. The project should be done in February. Colorado is a bit safer after 140 fugitives are arrested as part of a national roundup. Operation Falcon was conducted in 27 states last week, netting more than 9,000 fugitives.
A few examples from the arrests may clear how we are safer. The very first arrest made under Falcon 2 for failure to register as a sex offender put away Reginald Dozier, who had raped a child. A parole violator, Antoine Soleil, was discovered to have been responsible for two unsolved sexual assaults on children.
Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez saying the arrests in Colorado included 15 for violent sexual offenses and 6 for failing to register as sex offenders. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thanks, Tim. We are seeing a mix of rain and snow around the tech center right now, so it's definitely going to slow down the drive a little bit. Also dealing with this crash south on I-25 at 58. That's adding to your jams from 104th on down, and now we have a stalled semi on the shoulder north on I-25 right near 58th. Now, Turnpike loaded up this morning, slow eastbound from Sheridan on over. Westbound are seeing brake lights from McCaslin to Table Mesa and south on 225. Running heavy from Parker Road right into the Tech Center. And if you're headed in from Lakewood, expect jams eastbound 6th Avenue from Wadsworth on over. Off the highways, you have a wreck working in Santa Fe and Florida. Another one on Monaco, just south of Leedsdale, and then around town. It's a busy ride for you on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. On to the forecast, showers on and off throughout the day. Highs in the mid-50s. We're at 42 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you'll save 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King Supers fuel center. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
Mastercraft Truck Equipment reminds listeners, when you have the opportunity, show your support for the men and women of our armed forces who are serving in the Middle East. Let them know their dedication and courage are deeply appreciated. This important message is brought to you by Mastercraft Truck Equipment, your complete one-stop truck equipment center. From conversions to parts and accessories, including the latest Adrian Steel van interiors. Visit Mastercraft Truck Equipment at 2180 West Cornell Avenue in Englewood.
Faster than a Republican's Lexus. More powerful than a K Street lobbyist. Able to leap tall lies in a single bound. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
This rainy Friday, 8:07, 7 minutes after 8. High today, 51, and showers and rain all day today. And hello to Christopher Amott. Hope you have your name right there, Christopher of Boulder. Christopher Amott of Boulder. That's A-A, that's A-A-M-O-T of Boulder. You told us you listened to AM 760, Progressive Talk, right at this time. And that's why I'm calling your name right now, Christopher Amott. You have 1 hour to call to claim a great prize and become eligible to win a great prize, the Eco Trip to Costa Rica, our grand prize. So if your name is Christopher Amott, or if your name is Christopher Amott, you got an hour. If your name isn't Christopher Amott, you need to know this. It's easy to win. Just go to am760.net right now to sign up and tell us when to call your name on AM760 Progressive Talk. Every weekday, AM760 is giving away great prizes like $500 cash, dinner with me and Ed Schultz, breakfast with me and Al Franken, or $500 worth of gas. And every weekday, winner qualifies for a chance to win the Eco Trip to Costa Rica. This is our way of saying thanks for listening to AM760 Progressive Talk. Christopher Amott, we're waiting for your call, and you got an hour. So I hope we can get a winner today, and this will cap it off. If you know Christopher Amott, I think we're saying his name right. Could be Amott. Somebody printed this out, so it looks like A-A-M-O-T. All right, Christopher, you live in Boulder and you have like that last name. We need you to call us because you said you were listening, and we take you at your word. All right, it's open phones here at 303-713-7600. Let's go to George in Aurora. George, you're on AM760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
Just fine.
Hey, I've been listening to you since you started. You have a very entertaining show, even though I disagree with you about 90% of the time. On the immigration, I think we should have a bounty on any company that hires illegals, and that would probably solve the problem. Give anybody $1,000 to turn every company in, and then ship the people home.
How are you going to ship them home?
Well, warehouse them, maybe. We have a lot of vacant warehousing in Colorado, so that'd help.
Well, so that's that's really a humane way to treat people, right? Is to warehouse them. Suppose they have.
So putting 10 or 15 in a van and bringing them across, that's humane also. Though.
No, I never said that was humane, but I'm not for that, and I'm also not for warehousing people, and I'm also not for taking people who say, what are you going to do with people? And I've made this argument so many times. What are you going to do with people, say, for instance, a mother and father who have a child that's an American citizen? Do you just tear the family apart?
Well, do you make 12 million illegal?
Don't answer me a question.
Okay,
I'll
answer
my question.
Send them home. If two
so
of
what,
the parents,
what happens to their kids?
Two are illegal and they have a child. Send them home.
What happens to their kids?
Send them home with their parents.
You send them to a foreign country?
You send them back to the country where they came from.
No. You know. Describe to me what the 14th Amendment says.
I don't know. I don't have it in front of me.
Okay. Well, you know, you realize that if you have a child, if you're from a foreign country, it doesn't make a difference what country you're from. Mm. You could be from Brazil. You could be from Germany. You could be from Spain. And you have a child here in the United States. That child is considered under the 14th Amendment an American citizen.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
All right. So then, you can't disagree with me because that's the way the law reads. So then.
I said I agree with you.
So then, what do you do with that family? Do you just break them up?
Sure, why not?
Okay, well, you know, I guess you're just a less compassionate guy than I am.
Can I ask you a question, though?
Sure.
Let's say we give amnesty to the 12 million people. Do we give amnesty to the people that they've left at home, their family, their grandparents, their mothers, their brothers, their sisters?
No, because they're not here. It's only for people that are here.
Okay, so here's another question.
They would have to get in line and apply for citizenship.
Okay. The people that are in line, that have been in line for 2 years, 3 years, are you willing to give them amnesty?
No, I'm not willing
because
to
because they've been waiting in line.
I'm not willing to give anybody amnesty, including the 11 to 12 million that are here. I'm willing to give them a path to work their way to American citizenship without having to go around and operate a police state atmosphere in which you go and round people up and put them in warehouses and then deport them.
How about the companies that are hiring them? What do you do with that?
I would penalize them.
So how do you penalize them? You have to find out who they are, don't you? So let's have a bounty on these companies.
Well, you know what? I mean that's what we're supposed to have, you know, an immigration service for, and it's not my fault that we don't have the manpower, the womanpower, and the resources, because where are our resources and the majority of our money being spent at this particular time?
Well, right now it's in Iraq.
Well, what else are we doing with it?
Everything else seems to be going. The economy is great.
The problem with it is that we're spending it on all kinds of programs, and
correct.
We're spending
free.
Oil companies and gas companies are getting huge windfall tax breaks. The upper 1 to 2% of the rich in this country are getting huge, huge tax breaks. We're conducting a war overseas in which we are paying for and we are spending money at a record rate, and it is climbing and escalating every single year, and we're trying to rebuild a country in which the President of the United States said when he was running for office that we shouldn't be doing, but that's what we're trying to do, and that's costing us money. And meanwhile, we're mortgaging our future by allowing the Chinese and other Asian countries, to hold our debt. I mean, all of this is going on. So where are you going to get the money to operate all these other programs? Where are you going to get the money? To beef up the Border Patrol, to beef up the immigration. Where's that money going to come from?
National Guard on the border.
Well, you know, that's not a bad idea. Except, you know what? Where's the majority of the National Guard?
How about mining it with little land mines?
Oh, that'll work. Okay, yeah, sure.
That won't work?
Yeah, that'll work. How come you didn't answer me the question about where the National Guard is?
We've got 6 million National Guard
in
the country.
Where are the National Guard?
In every single state.
Where are the majority of the National Guard?
Well, there's some over there in Iraq.
Yeah, they're in Iraq, and then you have the rest of them that are left over. What are they supposed to do, the ones that are still here?
They're standing on the border.
No, they're supposed to look out after each individual country's... they're supposed to look out after each individual state's problems, to the point where the governor of Montana was complaining that there aren't enough National Guard to cover the fire season there.
After 9/11, do you remember when the whole outcry was everybody overstaying their visa? Why aren't we rounding up everybody that?
The outcry after 9/11 about visas was primarily directed towards Arabs.
Absolutely. So what happened with that? Did we get any of them?
Well, did we deport the Arabs? Yeah, there were a lot of Arabs that were deported. There were also a lot of them that were arrested.
Well, there's still a half a million of them running around the country, isn't there?
Well, so what do you want to do? You want to kick them out too?
No, I think that we should. Absolutely.
All right, so you're xenophobic.
If they're breaking the law, they shouldn't be here.
It's a civil law. It's not a felony. It's a civil law. What's the punishment? What's the punishment for breaking a civil law?
I don't think there should be a penalty on them at all. What do you want to do?
Well, wait a minute. You just said they're breaking the law. And the law they're breaking is a civil law. What's the penalty for breaking a civil law?
Okay, so sending them home. That's the penalty.
All right, so let me get this totally and completely right here. So what you essentially want to do is you essentially want to go through and you want to round up all the illegal aliens.
All of them.
All of them, and then you want to kick them out of the country.
Yeah, whatever country they came from, okay. Send them back.
All right, how are you going to pay for that? First of all, how much do you think that's going to cost?
Well, how much are we losing in taking care of them? Billions and billions at stake.
No, don't answer.
Don't answer a question with a question.
How much do you think it's going to cost to round up and to do all of this? That's number one.
Number two.
How are you going to identify who is and who isn't? Are you going to go knock on doors?
No, we're going to have a bounty on employers, people of watchdog groups like in the government.
Similar to what they have like in Cuba and China with watch block committees who turn in their neighbors.
CIA agents that give up secrets.
That sounds like a society that I want to live in. That's really what I want.
And who's going to
do the rounding up? You're going to get the local police to do it?
Sure.
Okay, so instead, all right, so in, all right, what else are they doing?
They can't do their job and round up illegals?
Do you read the newspapers?
Yeah, every day.
Do you?
Yeah.
There's an article today in the paper about how the crime rate in certain neighborhoods in Denver are dropping due to intensive policing.
Yeah, I love it here in Aurora. I think they're doing a great job.
How are you going to have intensive policing and have the police out looking after rapists, murderers, drug dealers?
I think they're doing a great job.
That's not what I'm asking you. How are you going to have them doing all of those things? How are you going to have them going after all of these high-profile crimes when you're going to tie up their time looking for illegal immigrants?
Well, so then let's just.
Well, you said you wanted. You said you wanted the police to do it. So now you're saying that. Well, now the Democrats and Republicans just want an open border. You know what that reminds
open
me
it
of?
Up.
You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of a little child that you tell a child that the child can't play with the toy, so the child throws a temper tantrum. Why do you jump
no,
to one
extreme? Why do you jump
from one extreme to the next?
No, just answer one simple question for me. How are you going to protect the border?
By acting smart, by using technology, by using targeted manpower, and
who's going to pay for it?
We have the money to pay for it.
It comes under Homeland Security.
We have the technological equipment.
Lasers.
That's how I'm going to do it.
Lasers. Correct?
Laser what?
I mean, have like a laser fence. How are you going to pull it down? Where's the manpower going to come?
How about drones? How about
Absolutely, I agree with you.
You know,
shut it down.
You know, so I mean, I'm going to use the technology that we have and do it the best way we possibly can. And by the way, I would pull the plug on Iraq, so we would stop spending money over there too.
So why aren't we doing it, Jay?
Why aren't we doing what?
Closing down the border.
Because we don't have the money nor the ability. Nobody has the plan.
Said you had the money from land security.
Well, you know what? The reason we're not closing down the border, and the reason the borders are not closed down at the present time, is because we have an administration and we have a Congress They won't get its act together to do it.
On both sides.
No. Who controls who controls the Congress of the United States, George?
Jay.
No, George, answer me a question. Who controls the Congress of the United States, George?
The Republicans.
Okay, George, thank you. There's your answer. Thank you for the call. Because we're stuck in a ridiculous war, because we are spread thin, because we don't use technology, we don't use our brains, and what we do is we engage in hysteria. So let's round everybody up. Okay, that's what I want to do, is live in a police state. Do you have any illegal aliens in there? Come out of your house. Meanwhile, you know, the cops are not after catching rapists, drug dealers, extortionists, murderers. Christopher Amott of Boulder, you told us to listen to your show, or listen to my show. You said that you listened to us here at AM 760 Progressive Talk, is what I'm trying to say. And we're looking for you. You got less than an hour to call.
Why is Kaito Gold the only weight loss supplement I believe in? Because it contains chitosan fiber to reduce dietary fat, nopal cactus to help metabolize carbs and sugars to prevent highs and lows that impede weight loss, hootia, a natural appetite suppressant, and green tea extract to stimulate your fat-burning process. Add to that herbs and vitamins, and you get the picture. Just two capsules before meals and start losing. Take it through the holidays. Help maintain. Now buy three bottles, get three free. 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.
Clearing stages westbound I-76 at I-270 and then eastbound C-470, seen a slow ride from Santa Fe over towards University. Off the highways have crews clearing up a crash. It's tying up the left lane southbound Parker Road at Arapahoe. On to the forecast today, showers on and off throughout the afternoon with highs in the mid-50s. Right now we're at 45 degrees in Lakewood. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With 14 Front Range locations, Pioneer Sand Company offers the largest selection of landscape materials in Colorado. For the location nearest you, visit pioneersand.com. Pioneer Sand offers decorative rock, bark, flagstone, boulders, and much more. Visit them at pioneersand.com.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
8K. Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services reminds listeners that more teenagers die in car wrecks than any other way. Over 5,000 per year. Please caution your kids about drinking, drugs, distractions, reckless driving, and their future driving records. This is from Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services, operators of Red Rocks Bar, Lefty's Colorado Trail Grill, Lefty's Mile High Grill, and Lefty's Front Range Grill at the Denver International Airport.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Hey, do your wiper blades drive you crazy when you turn them on? Then do something about it. Get to AutoZone right now and put a new set of wipers on your car. If your old ones are streaking and smearing, they're not working like they should, and that's dangerous. AutoZone has wipers starting at only $3.49, so play it safe. Get to AutoZone and get a new set of wiper blades today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
My top three reasons for getting a new ceiling fan. Number three, I could use a breeze in my living room. Number two, I can save on my energy bill. And my number one reason, now I can dress up my ceiling for less.
The Home Depot is giving you a good reason to decorate your ceiling. Right now, save 20% on all ceiling fans from brands like Hampton Bay and Hunter, and 20% on all landscape lighting. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 4/30/06 in U.S. Home Depot stores only. See store for details.
This is Al Franken. Want to have breakfast with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
823, 23 minutes after 8, high today 51. Showers out there. And Christopher Amott of Boulder, you told us you listen to AM760 Progressive Talk right at this time. And that's why we're calling your name. That's why I'm calling your name. And Christopher, you got less than an hour now to call us to become eligible to win our grand prize eco trip to Costa Rica. And if your name isn't Christopher Amott, you need to know this. All you got to do to win is go to am760.net and sign up. Christopher Amott. I hope we're saying Christopher's name right in Boulder. Be a bummer if we went through Friday and didn't get a winner, wouldn't it? We've had a winner like every day over the last, 2 to 3 weeks? Christopher, you got to be out there somewhere, man. So give us a buzz. All right, let's go back to the phones here, and we go to Mike in Denver, who's been hanging on. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing today, Jay?
Okay.
Good. I
I want to suck up a little bit, and I want to say thank God for all you guys out there that are keeping the GOP off balance on the radio, you and Randy Rhodes and all the rest of them.
Well, thanks.
Anyway, my short resume is that I've been in construction my entire life. And since I've been in the field full-time, I have a reliability list, and you don't want to be at the top of my list. From the top of my list are native-born Anglos and blacks. Second on the list is native-born Hispanics, and the most reliable are the Mexican nationals. They're here to work. If you need them to work on a Saturday, which that happens quite a bit, hey, I'm there for you. We do tenant finish work. If you need them to work in the evenings, because a lot of these tenants don't want you banging around, when they're doing work, they're there. We have a very low incidence of these guys not calling and not showing up. And I don't understand, you know, why people are saying that. Let me back up here. One of the reasons why I don't understand that, why people are saying, you know, that they're taking jobs that Americans don't want. A few years ago, I called DPS, Jeffco, Cherry Creek, Adams County, Boulder Valley, and the Poudre School District, because they have offices that kind of direct kids into careers if they're not going on to college. Not one response.
I've had employers call up here. As a matter of fact, I think we've got one in, recorded somewhere that we saved of a guy who called up. Have you got it? We'll play it. Who talks about this very same thing, about how he just couldn't get people to come do the jobs, yet, you know, we hear it all the time. You hear it all the time on the media. Well, that's just not true. That's just not true. That's just not true. So you have both sides wrestling back and forth, and then you've got, like, the guy who called, the last caller. I respect his opinion, but this whole idea of wanting to, you know, have some kind of a country where we go around and round people up and just kick them out, I mean, the mechanics for that is, you know, I mean, I don't think anybody wants to live in that kind of a world. And then the idea of, you know, mining the borders so people get blown up, or warehousing people in warehouses, I mean, taking care of them that way. You know what it is? I'll tell you what it is, Mike. You know what it is? It's looking at people as a group as opposed to individuals. And when you look at people as a group, it's easier to be crueler to them than it is to sit down one-on-one with them and have them say to you, look, I got a little baby daughter. I've got a wife. I've got a grandmother. I want the same things you want. I'm just trying to get by and play by the rules. I'm here illegally, but I would like to be legal. I'd like to come out of the shadows. I came here because there was no work in my native land. And in a lot of ways, you know what? We're reaping what we sow from years and years and years of self-interested foreign policy in regards to Mexico and Latin America and Central America. And Americans nowadays, now they wake up and they see this going on and they just can't accept it.
Right.
I mean, that's what it amounts to. I mean, you can ask people on the phones, on the radio, on talk radio, and they'll lie to you. But, you know, I bet you if you ask the majority of these people who call up with the get-them-out attitude, most of them don't know illegal immigrants, or they may know immigrants, but they don't know whether they're illegal or not. And you know what? People say things in both an email, and they say things on talk radio, that they would never say to somebody personally. They would never sit down with one of somebody who's in your construction crew and say, hey, by the way, are you legal? No, I'm not. Then you know what? Get your ass out of the country.
Right.
They wouldn't say that to somebody.
Right. Well, you know, the people also have to understand that the blue collar, the force of blue collar workers in our business anyway, it's a microcosm of society. We're getting older. We're getting gray. By the time you get into your 50s, you could very well be played out.
Right.
And there's no young kids coming into this business. This is a great business to be in. If you don't want to go on to school, you can buy a house. You can send your kids to school. You're not going to live in Genesee, and you're not going to have two Mercedes in the garage, but you will make a very good living at it. But there's, as I said before, there are no very few young kids coming into this business.
Well,
so we need help somewhere.
You know, construction work is the thing that primarily comes up most of the time. But there are a lot of other jobs out there. How many kids in high school who are, you know, kids who are 16 or 17 years old, how many of them aspire to be busboys or janitors or, I don't know, you don't name any of those kind of jobs. I mean, like, how about the job I had where my whole job was to get up at like 3:30 in the morning and go to a big warehouse and sit there, listen, and this is a ridiculous job, but I had it because I couldn't get a job in radio. Sit there with a bottle of some kind of cleaning fluid and a handy wipe and wipe off plants, clean plants, and then once you got them all cleaned, then you loaded them in the back of vans and you took them to malls. And then you also spent part of your time going through malls and other places and picked cigarette butts out. And the majority of the people that I worked with who did that kind of work, they were all Hispanic.
Right.
There were no Anglos doing that kind of work. There were no, and I think I was like probably 27, maybe 28 at the time. And there were no 28-year-old Anglos going, oh, listen, I'm in the plant business. You know, this is what I really want to do. I want to spend my time doing this. No, these were all bottom-line immigrants who were just looking for a way to get through, and they were trying to advance and live the American dream.
Right. Oh,
so,
absolutely. I agree with you, absolutely.
You know, the whole thing gives me nightmares. It really does. Hey, Mike, thanks, man. I'm glad you called in.
You have yourself a good one, Jay.
Okay.
Take care.
Talk to you.
Bye.
See, we're focusing on the construction industry. And also, you know what else the other part of this is? Let's personalize some of this. You want to go to a guy who's got three kids and a wife and the whole thing, you know, get out. But we look at people as groups. And when you look at people in groups, it's easy to do this kind of stuff. 8:31, 29 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And this is our last morning together. I can't believe this.
Aw.
You're leaving us, Bailey.
I'm not leaving you.
You're going to get a job reading for the blind.
I'll still be around, just, you know.
Yeah, but not on this show.
Different part of the day. I'm sorry.
I'm bummed.
I'll pop in every once in a while if you want.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
All right. How's traffic look?
Traffic's kind of messy this morning, dealing with a mix of rain and snow, especially around the tech center, so that's definitely slowing down your drive. I-25 dealing with problems in both directions right around 58th, and we're also sluggish across downtown and through T-Rex. If you're headed in from Lakewood, well, a little sticky for you. Eastbound 6th Avenue from Wadsworth on over, and northbound 225, now slowing because of a crash just past ILIV. Around town, busy ride on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, and the Turnpike seen a slow go both east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. And checking out the forecast, showers on and off throughout the day. Highs in the mid-50s. We're at 42 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM760.net. More than just a website, it's a way to take us with you. Download AM760 interviews and audio clips to your MP3 player. AM760 Progressive Talk on AM760.net. With you whenever, wherever.
Get it done a better way.
Do you have a home improvement project? Any home improvement project but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Colorado's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber, need a new roof, clean the carpets, whatever the job. Call Best in Class and rest easy because the work is guaranteed and insured. Call right now, 303-660-9669, 660-9669, or visit callbestinclass.com.
8:33, it's 27 minutes in front of 9 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Auto's matching down incentive is on right now, up to $1,500. You put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down, and it's like having $3,000 down. Or put $1,000 down, and they'll put $1,000 down, and it's like having $2,000 down. And I've talked to you about the selection of Rocky's before. I mean, it is absolutely huge. Largest selection of clean, late model used vehicles that you can think of, and every one of them equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. You know what, bottom line, the people of Rockies are my friends. They really are. I'm proud to be associated with them. I'm proud to be able to get on the air and talk about them. They're good friends. They really are good friends. I love all of them out there. And there's a lot of guys who I never talk about who are behind the scenes that, you know, that are in the guts and the heart of the business. And I never mention their names on the radio. And they never get the kind of credit that they ought to get. But you know what? They work very, very hard. They work very, very long hours. And I can't say enough about how great they really are and about how great the people at Rockies are and how they stand behind what they sell and they stand behind their customers and they treat you the way you ought to be treated. And I brought up the story here the last couple of days of the car dealership where Mary and I just stopped to look at the car because I like cars. And it took like 10 minutes for somebody to come, you know, say, hey, are you planning on stealing the car? Do you want to drive it? Do you want to look at it? Can we unlock it? You know, that doesn't happen at Rockies. Rockies gears their entire business around making you happy. And that's one of the reasons why they've been around since 1982 and still going strong. Rockies Auto's open Monday through Saturday. That's today, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And, of course, tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rockies Auto's. I can't say enough about them. Go to RockiesAutos.com. Check out their inventory and check out their website. You'll love it. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Go see them. They're my friends. They'll make you feel welcome. And you know what? You'll get the most bang for your buck with their matching down incentive at Rockies Autos.
This is Dave Logan with good advice. Log on to BristolWindows.com to register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. That's BristolWindows.com.
Aspen Tire is waiving all diagnostic fees for the month of April. Whether your check engine light's on, your ABS light, it doesn't matter what it is, folks. Free diagnostics. That includes electrical system checks, air conditioning checks, alignment checks, drivability checks, brake checks, funny noise checks. I think you get the idea. 1 hour free diagnostics at Aspen Tire. And not only are we on Troubleshooter Tom Martino's referral list, we run the Automotive Network for him. 888-401-AUTO for the nearest location. 888-401-AUTO. AUTO.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, Matchpoint, Shop Girl, and Casanova. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Live, local, and progressive. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Playing my air guitar at 836. 36 minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk, high today, 51 showers. We have had no Rolling Stones this morning. What, one song?
No, and one are completely opposite.
Let's at least have one, Mr. Turk. All right, let's talk to Chris Ahmed. That's how you pronounce his name, Ahmed, like Comet. Chris from Boulder. Hey, Chris, are you there, man? Chris?
Yes, I'm here.
You win.
Oh, I can't believe it. Wonderful.
It's true.
Couldn't come at a better time.
It's true. Okay, here's the deal. Your name is now in the drawing for that grand prize eco trip to Costa Rica, to Crocodile Bay.
Mm.
How about it?
I'll be looking for a babysitter.
Yeah. You know what? I hope you go, too, because somebody from this program has got to go. But I got something else for you, too, Chris.
What's that?
You want to win something else?
Sure.
I love handing out other people's stuff. You know what?
Yes.
Particularly if it doesn't come out of my pocket. You know? Okay. Listen, Chris, I got to tell you something. I'm going to give you $500 cash.
Oh, that is just so wonderful.
How about it, man?
Oh, it's going to help so much.
Yeah, are you having tough times right now?
You know, it'll pay for my gas.
Yeah, there you go.
Better than that $100.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Better than the GOP plan.
Exactly.
Chris, thank you so much, man. The $500 is yours, and your name is now in the drawing for that trip to Costa Rica. Good luck with that. And you know what? Thank you so very, very much for being a part of AM 760 Progressive Talk. Really do appreciate it, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you for being there for all of us.
Oh, man, you know what? No, really. And I hate to get into this whole thing about, no, thank you. You know what? Without you, man, we wouldn't be where we are. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Enjoy the $500. Don't give it all to the oil companies.
I'm not going to.
Okay, we'll talk to you.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, there's Chris Ahmed. Like Comet, I got another winner. Yeah! Ta-da! See, I don't get up in the morning to come do this show just to talk politics and social issues with you. I come here to run the contest. That's the highlight of my morning. Everything else is downhill after that. All right, let's get back on the phones here, and it is open phones. And let's go to Tim in Broomfield. Tim, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Tim, you there?
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Tim.
Congratulations on your winner.
Yeah, man. Isn't that great?
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to tell you that I work with a lot of
Latinos from Mexico. I'm a union commercial carpenter, construction.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for a fact that some of them are illegal. I've gotten to be friends with quite a few of them over the years, and I believe that there needs to be a tier system. The ones that have been here for a substantial amount of time need to have a shot at becoming an American citizen. The ones that have been here a very short period of time need to be dealt with differently. If something is not done about the border, they're going to keep coming. President Fox's poverty problem is going to become the problem of the United States of America. When poor Mexicans in Mexico hear of their brothers or cousins doing good in America, all they want to do is come over here to build a life and to make money to ship back to Mexico to buy property and start businesses and whatnot. Of course, some of them are going to stay here. It's a pretty complicated problem. You can't take 11 million people and just warehouse them and ship them out of here.
Well, you know, this whole idea of, like, warehousing 11 million people and rounding people up, you know what word never enters into any of those people's vocabularies? How about human rights? I mean, aren't these the same things that we used to criticize totalitarian governments for doing? We criticize Saddam Hussein for doing this kind of stuff?
No, we can't. I agree with you. We can't do that to the people, but on the other hand, something must be done.
Well, of course.
Because if something is not done, the problem is going to get worse, and it's already having a cultural impact on this country. My girlfriend is an administrator for the Head Start program, and it's mostly Latinos now that use that program for their kids. It's a good program. The thing is, though, the program is for economically disadvantaged people, yet I work with a lot of people that have kids, and these guys make $45,000 a year, and they got their kids in that program. Now, I wouldn't be eligible to have my kid in that program, so something's going on there.
I agree. You know what? I agree that there's problems, and you know what? I also agree with you that something needs to be done, and I'm not advocating that we not do anything. I'm advocating that we try to figure out some smart way to deal with this in something that is a very complex problem. But when I hear people say, well, we should round them all up, and if they're illegal, they should get out, it invokes in me pictures of, like, law enforcement officials rolling around, you know, checking people's papers, rounding them up, and shipping them off, you know. And it's not the kind of society I want to live in.
Jay, that's not going to happen. If that were to start happening, this country would turn into a very violent place. People would get pissed off, and it would cause a lot of discord. If they're free to think that idea, but really it's not feasible. It can't happen. But on the other hand, if they don't do something about the border, if they don't give these people an opportunity to become citizens so we at least know who they are, not all the people coming across the border are just looking for work. That can't be so. The odds aren't going to, the odds are that some of them have committed crimes over there and they're running away from something, so they come here.
Right.
We need to know who they are, and we need to give them an opportunity to become citizens, and they need to be able to earn that opportunity. That's my feelings on that, Ed or Jay.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you something. I really don't feel that your feelings are that far off, and they're certainly not that far off from where I stand. And I definitely think that we need to do something about it. But I think we need to act smart. I think we have technology. I think we have the will and the ability and the brain power to figure this out. I've been saying this now since this whole thing started, and I've been saying it for months. But what we really got to do is we got to unwind the emotion. And we got to stop acting like knuckle-dragging morons, a lot of us. And I think it's one thing to be able to call up a talk station or send an email and talk anonymously about people and speak about people as if they're groups. I think it's another thing when you have to sit down and talk to them individually. I think that we have a problem with Mexico. That was one of the things that I didn't bring up to George. The Mexican government does little or nothing about this. They're dumping their problem on us.
Right.
And we need to force them to do something. But, you know,
they're corrupt. They have a history of corruption.
Yes, absolutely. And anybody who's had any dealings with Mexico whatsoever knows that you know, something that there's unequal redistribution of the wealth upwards there.
Oh, yeah.
That is a good, you know, that's a good example of what happens when you have a have and have not society.
Right. Fox wants his poverty problem to come to
the
United States.
That's exactly right. And we need to turn our attention southward, and we need to turn our attention to the Mexican government, and we need to force them to confront their own problems instead of dumping their problems off on us. And we got to stop causing their problems through things like NAFTA and CAFTA.
Right.
We've got to rework all of this stuff. I mean, you're right. It's just so complicated. But you know what, Tim? I'm on the same page you're on, man, and I'm glad you called.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Take care, bro.
Okay. Great call from that guy. Great call. 844, 60 minutes away from 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600. I'm going to go to Cinco de Mayo Day, too, you know? I don't fear the Hispanic culture at all. And I know Mexico's corrupt. I'm sure I told you the story about the time I got caught in Ciudad Acuña when the army and the local police force, which was corrupt, got into a gunfight in the middle of the street and they sealed off the town with tanks. But see, nobody ever brings up Mexico. I mean, and I don't do it either, and I should. So,
you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You are a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Yeah, now the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs, all internet priced. Hey, nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
25 dealing with this crash just past Iliff and I-70. We're bunching up westbound from 225 over towards I-270. On to the forecast, showers on and off today with highs in the mid-50s. We're at 42 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With gas prices going through the roof, alternatives are being discussed. He goes out and he buys a Ford F-250 truck, and he converts the engine so it will take straight vegetable oil, waste vegetable oil. He is in studio with us here.
How's the engine run on this stuff?
Quieter, cleaner, and it smells like either sushi or fine Italian food.
Ed Schultz.
I don't think I could drive that. I'd be 250 more pounds.
On AM 760, Progressive.
Metco Landscaping and Snow Removal joins with business leaders and organizations in encouraging and supporting parents with teens. Parents are tackling the responsibility of talking with their teens about being careful every time they get into a car. Parents, remember, talking to your kids is making a difference. Never assume that a good kid will always choose the right thing to do. This is from Metco Landscaping and Snow Removal on Rifle Street in Aurora. That's Metco Landscaping and Snow Removal, taking a step forward for safety in our community.
You know, it's just not practical for me to carry around plywood on a motorcycle or haul my bass boat with a sedan. I need a truck. But with the cost of gas, the only way I'd be able to afford some trucks is if I didn't actually drive them. And what sense is buying a truck if I can't afford to use it? That's why I love my Toyota Tundra. It may be a workhorse, but it also has the lowest fuel costs in its class, the lowest operating costs, and the lowest cost of ownership. That figures from Toyota. They think things through. And right now, you can get $1,500 customer cash on a new Tundra, or low APR financing or great lease deals. The tough Toyota Tundra, a smart way to keep moving forward.
Not all trim levels qualify. Visit IntelliChoice.com for details. Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA. Offer on 06 models varies by region. See participating dealer for details. Offer ends 5106.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer, or for more information, please log on to Toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
Ebert and Roper proclaim two big thumbs up for the extraordinary United 93. Richard Roper calls it the best movie so far this year. And Roger Ebert says, United 93 left me shaken, moved, and filled with respect. This is a great act of filmmaking. The New Yorker magazine calls it stunning, a tremendous experience. United 93 fully honors what was original and spontaneous and brave in the passengers' refusal to go quietly. Newsweek hails, this is first-rate, visceral filmmaking. And Time Magazine declares United 93 unmissable.
I am on a plane that has been hijacked.
From acclaimed director Paul Greengrass.
We have a plane headed toward the Capitol.
This is a national emergency.
We're at war with someone.
Comes the extraordinary story of the heroes who saved the nation's capital.
We gotta do something.
We have to go very fast.
Come on, let's go.
United 93 from Universal Pictures. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Now playing.
A mother and her teenage son. An unspeakable crime. What happens when a young man's personal tragedy lands him squarely in the harsh glare of daytime talk shows and the 24-hour news cycle? Reality TV suddenly becomes darkly surreal as the actual consequences of overnight fame come vividly to life in After Ashley, a provocative new play directed by Anthony Powell at the Denver Center Theater Company. Don't miss this important new drama. Buy and print your tickets online at denvercenter.org or call 303-893-4100. After Ashley, now playing through June 3rd at the Denver Center Theater Company. For tickets, call 303-893-4100.
This is Al Franken. Want to have breakfast with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
Thank you very much. Ask and ye shall receive on this program. 8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock, AM 760. Progressive talk, high at 51.
I'm so hot for her. I'm so hot.
Showers! Although it looks like it's kind of slowed down a little bit.
I'm on fire for her. She's so hot.
Did you see where Mick Jagger, and I can't remember where he's staying, but it's somewhere in Europe, I think. Bush wanted his hotel room, wanted his hotel suites, and Jagger wouldn't give them up to George W. Bush. Told Bush, forget it. How about that? Way to go, Mick. All right. We should get back on the phones here, and we will. Let me go to Kevin in Littleton. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning. There we go. Kev, you're on. Go.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Hi, Kev.
Hey, listen, you know, I got to tell you, I listened to you and like the other guy. I hope I'm not as ignorant as he is. Yeah, I tend not to agree with you, but, you know, when you look at this illegal immigration, you know, I mean, we did it to ourselves. We made it all broke. And now you look at fixing it, and you tend to, you know, you got to look at, you always say, how are we going to round up 11 million people? Well, obviously that doesn't make sense. But then you look at some of the issues that we have, like here in Denver with Sanctuary, and I believe it's there in Boulder as well. If you just stop that, you would start curbing it. I mean, we've built a system that says, don't worry about coming here legally, just sneak over and we won't look at it. And that's the problem. I mean, if you have a boat with a hole in it, you know, you start bailing, you got to find the hole or you're going to lose.
Well, how about this idea? How about the idea, which I brought up numerous times on this show? How about the idea of trying to figure out why it is people want to come here? They want to come here because they have nothing going on in their own country. There's no economic opportunity. They're they can't in many cases feed themselves. They look to the north as some kind of relief. And if you're hungry, okay. And you have no way to feed yourself, and you have no opportunity of feeding yourself, and particularly if you've got kids, you're going to do what you have to do in order to get by. There's not one of us that wouldn't do that. Would you agree with me there? Okay.
No question about it. Totally agree. That's why my grandparents came over. They came from Ireland. They couldn't grow potatoes. That's what happened.
Many of the illegal immigrants who come here are mothers or single, are women with kids. So I say that what we ought to do, as well as securing the borders, is we ought to sit down with Vicente Fox or whoever becomes the next president of Mexico, because the elections are coming up, and we need to have a heart-to-heart talk with them on a serious level, and we need to say to them, look, We're not the solving grounds for your economic problems. Now, we've contributed to your economic problems. We've made missteps. There's no question. We need to figure out how to unwind all of this and fix it. But we're going to have to come to some bilateral agreement between us on how to clean this situation up, as opposed to allowing it to continue to go on as is, untreated, without, you know, any kind of solution. Because if we don't involve Latin America and Mexico as partners in this problem, you know, we can build all the walls we want. It's not going to stop anything.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And, you know, the thing of it is once again, even with him, there's no incentive for him to come to the table because he sits back and he lets the money come in.
That's exactly right. I mean, there's no... But you know what? You can't even figure out if there's an incentive if the leadership of the country won't even try to ask.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, and you talk about that a lot. And, you know, and I'll be straight up with you. I'm a Republican. I disagree with the Democratic kind of mentality. But, you know, it's not just Republican. And just because they control the House and the Senate, you can't lay it all on them.
But they're in the driver's seat.
Every politician. Look at this is, it's politics, man, and we've done that to ourselves, too. Everybody's got their hands out, you know, everybody's getting burned for contributions. We've let this system go freaking nuts.
But
it's not like it can't be fixed.
But you know what,
though?
We've
got to wake up.
But you know what, though? They're in the driver's seat. And when do you turn to somebody?
Sure, they are.
When do you turn to somebody and when do you say, okay, the time to do something is now, and to stop falling back on the argument that, well, nothing was done under Jimmy Carter, or nothing was done under Bill Clinton, or nothing was done under Gerald Ford, or nothing was done under Richard Nixon. Why don't we get away from that and start to talk about what we can do now? This president, right now, has 2.5 years left on his term. He could pick the phone up tomorrow, he could call Vicente Fox on the phone, and he could say, you know something? I need to sit down and talk to you, and we need to put together a bilateral commission to solve this problem because we can no longer continue to keep going down the same road we're going down. Meanwhile, you can't turn around and you can't take 11 to 12 million people and you can't dehumanize them, criminalize them, talk about warehousing them, talking about rounding them up. You can't do that.
That's totally ridiculous. Jay, that warehousing, that guy was, you know, I'm not going to argue, that guy was an idiot. But here's what you do. And a lot of times when people call up and you talk about, you know, you pick one person, like the guy that killed the cop and ran to Mexico. He was illegal. He had been pulled over 3 times without insurance. Can you and I get away with that? No. The reason they let him go is because they can't press the issue. And the fundamental issue is he's illegal. He's driving around without insurance. Hey, if he hits you or me in a car, we're done. We're toast.
I don't think anybody should be driving around without insurance. You're
absolutely
not going to get any argument about that.
But that's the problem is this guy was in custody 3 times, and by no means am I stereotyping everybody. Please don't think that.
No, I don't think you are.
You know, and you have this rule in Denver that says sanctuary, you can't ask, don't tell, don't ask, that kind of stuff. You have to strip those fundamental enablers out of this system. And you have to go to Fox and say, look, like the bank laws, it changed a couple of years ago. They said, now you don't need, you know, USID to open a bank account. And what happened? Everybody that was illegal lining up at the banks to open a bank account. I understand why. It makes perfect sense. If I was in the same boat, I'd be lined up there, too.
Well, the other result of that is, though, then if you don't allow bank accounts to be open, then of course, you risk... Banks miss out on business, and then of course you risk running an underground economy. But you
You're
know what?
Right. But see, that's the thing. You got to stop. It's just like with your kids. If they keep watching television, at some point you got to put your foot through television.
I'm starting to run out of time. Can I just make one caveat? Can I just make one thing to you? I just want to say one thing.
Sure.
It's complex. We can figure it out, but we have got to stop, for God's sakes, villainizing people and making them scapegoats. Let's solve the problem and do it in a humane, right, and just and fair way.
I would so be in favor of building an Ellis Island type thing on the southern border and giving people opportunity. That's the whole mantra of this country.
You're a good man. You're a good man, Kevin. Thank you for the call. It's been great.
Take care.
The 2006 Summer of Stars and Coors Light Live welcomes Brad Paisley Friday, June 23rd at Coors Amphitheater.
Got you in trouble in high school.
Country music superstar Brad Paisley shines with energy. His amazing prowess on guitar and up-tempo hits provide a perfect night under the stars. Brad Paisley with special guest Sarah Evans. An amazing voice and talent that will light up the stage. Rising star Eric Church joins the fun, along with Flappin' Jacks and the Railbenders. It's a country music jamboree not to be missed. Brad Paisley, joined by Sarah Evans, Eric Church, and more.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com.
Another tip to the guy at the ice cream shop.
Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Get a reservation.
When you file your rebate claim with the National Rebate Fund 47 months after your procedure, to find out if LASIK is right for you, get your free DVD. And to qualify for this limited-time offer, call 1-800-NEW-VIEW and schedule your complimentary consultation and exam. That's 1-800-NEW-VIEW or visit 800newview.com on the web. Terms and conditions for the rebate apply.
Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. Pink Hazy and Thornton Denver Boulder.
And online at am760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The deadline has arrived for Iran to halt its nuclear enrichment program. But the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency is presenting a report that concludes the Iranians are in defiance of the UN Security Council. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer in Tehran says Iran's leadership won't back down.
They feel they're being bullied on this nuclear issue. This is technology they have developed on their own. They think it's a question of national pride that they should be able to continue to develop it and use it the way they see fit. They always reiterate that this is nuclear technology for peaceful purposes.
Another big oil company is reporting big profits during the first quarter. Chevron says its profits jumped 49% to $4 billion. Oil analyst Phil Flynn says it's not fair to brand Chevron and other oil companies for racking up big profits.
If you want to blame Chevron for making money in a strong economy, let's blame every company that's making money in a strong economy, from the banking industry to the airline industry. A lot of these businesses right now, that you know, have been doing good.
But today's news is likely to fuel anger following similar profit statements from ExxonMobil and ConocoPhillips at a time when Americans are paying $3 a gallon for gas. The economy hummed along during the first quarter, growing at an annual rate of 4.8%. The government says that's the strongest showing in 2.5 years. Within weeks of the Dubai ports deal firestorm, President Bush has given the okay to another company based in the United Arab Emirates to take control of 9 U.S. factories that make parts for military equipment. The New York Republican Congressman Peter King says this deal is different.
With the Dubai ports, there was no real investigation done as to who would be administering the contract, who would have access to the ports. My understanding is that that has all been investigated with this contract.
There's a new twist in the case of a stripper and members of the Duke University lacrosse team. The woman who charges she was raped by 3 Duke players made similar accusations 10 years ago, though no charges were filed in that case. Time magazine reporter Greg Fulton tells the CBS Early Show it could cause people to doubt the woman's claims.
In court, it may not matter. Court of public opinion, it will. It's definitely unsettling.
The woman's family says she didn't pursue the case years ago out of concerns for her safety. The latest case of a writer apparently taking too much literary license has led to a stunning step. Little Brown is pulling all unsold copies of the highly touted debut novel How Opal Mehta Got Kissed, Got Wild, and Got a Life from store shelves after its young author admitted some passages bore a close resemblance to the work of another writer. Sarah Nelson is editor-in-chief at Publishers Weekly.
It's really kind of shocking. I mean, it's not common for publishers to pull a book before there's any sort of legal discussion.
The writer at the heart of the firestorm, Harvard sophomore Kavya Viswanathan, has apologized, saying her actions were unintentional. Checking on Wall Street, the Dow is down 11, the NASDAQ off 16. This is CBS News.
How would you like to make a full-time income working from home? Now you can with a proven work-from-home system at homebiz5.com.
I have a business that allows me to be a full-time stay-at-home mom. I can work from home and actually bring in a six-figure income. And our daughter will have both parents at home, which is absolutely phenomenal.
Order your free work-at-home training package and free DVD by logging on to homebiz5.com. Shipping is not included. Log on to homebiz5.com.
It's time to change four at the Goodyear Change 4 tire sale going on now through April 29th. And when you purchase 4 selected Goodyear tires, you'll get up to a $40 cash card. Plus, ask how you can double your cash card value up to $80. Hurry, the Goodyear Change 4 tire sale ends April 29th. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for the participating retailer near you.
Sale and mail-in rebate offers end April 29th. See participating retailer for complete details. Restrictions apply.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. If you hope to ski A-Basin today, you'll have to make some other plans. U.S. 6 over Loveland Pass is closed after a hazard materials truck rolled over and spilled. Well, CDOT and others cleaning up are still trying to figure that out.
It's one of those two-dump bottom trailers that went over. Particular materials, I say, is some type of phosphorescent material. They want to get that all out of there before they reopen the hill.
The accident happened around 4 in the morning. No word on how the truck rolled. The Eisenhower Tunnel will be closed every hour on the hour so other hazmat trucks can make it through there. Gas is $2.84 a gallon for regular unleaded in Colorado. This driver says she's considered trading in the SUV, but she needs it.
Yes and no. I would love to for gas prices, but we're big people, so we have to drive SUVs, therefore pay the price.
She was putting in $10 because she couldn't afford the whole tank this time. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you. Tough one this morning. Northbound 225 jamming because of this crash just past Iliff. Also loaded up in both directions at I-25 as you make your way across downtown and through 2X. If you're headed south of the tech center, do have a rollover 10 up the right lane southbound I-25 at Toma Road. That's going to slow you down a bit. Dan Loveland Pass closed due to a rolled semi and a fuel spill. So I-70 going to close every hour, top of the hour, to let those hazmat vehicles through. Now around town, things are busy on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, but we are starting to thin out just a little bit. Turnpike also seeing a slow go both east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. And check.
I know, it may seem weird to grow out of the party-hardy, dance all night, sleep on a mattress on the floor period of your life. But trust us, there's a time when after a hard day at work, you'd rather settle into the couch with TiVo than walk into your roommate's kegger. When Tuesday nights aren't quarter beers at the bar, but a little barbecue in the backyard. And a dinner party replaces dinner than a party. Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes, a higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Tim Nichol Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nichol Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nichol Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nichol Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nichol Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nichol Productions, 720-266-4918.
I had it this morning. Anyway. All right, it's open phones 303-713-7600, and we'll take any... And we'll take any of your calls about anything you want to talk about. And here's Sherry, Endeavor, who wants to talk about. Sherry, go ahead. You want to talk about pensions? Go ahead. You're on.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing good.
Good. That's great. I've got three comments. First of all, a lot of the people that have been calling, you know, they say, well, you know, I'm a Republican. But, you know, I don't agree with anything you say. And I was thinking that if the tables had been reversed right now, they would be calling you and saying, look at what the Democrats have done to this country. How dare they? You know, they're letting people in. Our gas prices are outrageous. Outsourcing is bad. And it would go on and on and on. But, of course, they're not to blame.
Well, some of that's human nature, though.
I don't know, but it's been 6 years of hell. And the other thing, I've got one comment, and I've been thinking about it, and I've been thinking about it. The people that are coming over the border were coming over way before NAFTA ever went in, but the farmers were treating their workers actually very, very badly, and there were a lot of uprisings because they were trying to get unions in.
Right.
And no one brings that up.
Oh, yeah, you know what? You can't unionize in Mexico. What ends up happening is they find union representatives shot dead.
Oh, yeah, but they were shooting everybody. They just didn't, you know, the representatives were just the minor part of it. They were treating their people ghastly.
But, you know, we turned our backs on all of that. I mean, we allowed all of that to go on. You know what Mexico, let me tell you something. You know what Mexico is, what Mexico has been for the United States of America? I'll tell you what Mexico has been for the United States of America. Because I lived on the border, and I lived on the border a number of times. It was a place to go get drunk. It was a place to go buy cheap stuff. It was a good place to go party. Like, let's fly to Cancun. Otherwise, you know what? We didn't give a damn what they did internally inside that country. We didn't care that the fact that they brutalized their own citizens. We didn't give a damn of the fact that if anybody tried to unionize any kind of workers, that 9 times out of 10 they would get a bullet in the head. We didn't care about any of the government corruption that was going on there. We didn't care about any of that. And that not only extends to Mexico, but it extends to Central and Latin America, where we just didn't care. Look at the Somoza situation in Nicaragua. I mean, we didn't give a damn about what kind of government the Nicaraguans had as long as they just played ball with us. That's Who do you true. Think taught the Nicaraguans to play baseball? We did in the 20s.
That's true.
I mean, it all now comes home to roost, and everybody goes berserk.
Well, you know, the other thing is, my husband was intelligence in the base.
All right, can you hang on 1 second?
Yeah.
Can I get you to hang on?
Yeah.
Because I got Congresswoman Louisa Slaughter on the line, and let me just talk to her, and then I promise I'll come right back to your call.
Okay.
Hang on a second here. Let me put you in the phone zone. Sometimes I try to put people in the phone zone, and what ends up happening is I hang up on them. All right, do we have the Congresswoman? Have we got the Congresswoman? We've got her? All right, let's go to her. Good morning, Congresswoman Louise Slaughter. It's
Sorry,
nice to have
I'm a little late getting to you. I had the wrong telephone number.
Oh, it's okay. It's nice to have you on. You're from New York's 28th District. I always ask Congress people from outside of Colorado, tell us where the 28th District is exactly.
Oh, it's in beautiful upstate New York and runs from Rochester over to Niagara Falls and then a little south into part of the city of Buffalo.
Wow, that is, you're right, that is, that's gorgeous country.
Isn't it gorgeous? I have 100 miles of Lake Ontario shoreline.
Especially in the fall when the leaves change on the trees.
Absolutely. It's gorgeous all the time, though.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah.
You know what? Where are we as far as ethics goes? I mean, ethics has been overshadowed now by Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
But we had the whole Abramoff thing. There was this drive for ethics. And where are we ethics-wise in the Congress of the United States?
You know, it breaks my heart to say it, but there's really a perception that people in the country don't care anymore. I don't believe that. Frankly, I think they're outraged that they have in their National Assembly a lot of people who are not quite ethical. It's very distressing. But the ethics bill that we're on our way to passing, without allowing Democrats a substitute to really put some teeth in it, is absolutely meaningless. And every outside observer, every major newspaper, everybody has said it is an absolute sham. And, for example, let me tell you, they want to ban private travel,
right,
but only to the end of the year. Now, when you're in the line of work I'm in, that means let's get by the election.
Hmm. So you can accurately say that in the year 2006, there's just not going to be any real ethics reform.
Not really. Not really. There's they couldn't deal with the gift ban, couldn't deal with tickets to prominent events like Redskins games. That was really not good.
You know, that's really disappointing because those of us out here outside the Beltway, I mean, we do care about ethics reform and we do want honest government, but it seems like it just isn't happening. It's a struggle to get it done.
Well, you remember in January, all the great flurry of we're going to tighten this and do that. For months, all we ever did was ban people from the gym and the house floor, which wasn't the most egregious problem we had with lobbyists. But, you know, you've heard of the K Street Project.
Right.
And they call the shots, I think, even now. And they don't want to be banned. They don't want to change anything. We were bombarded by nonprofit organizations wanting to take people on trips. My perception is always, my whole way I operate my office is lobbyists to give me information, but I don't need a meal. I mean, just give me information, and then I have an obligation to study the other side. But it never hurts us to get information. But frankly, the whole lobbying thing is overdone. I think there were 9,500, perhaps close to that, when President Clinton left, and there are 34,000 now.
Hmm.
For 535 people.
All right, so essentially lobbying is essentially, ethics reform is essentially for 2006 is dead, and so now what we'll have to do is we'll have to look to 2007, correct?
You bet. Now, they'll pass a weak bill, but we had a good strong substitute, and they wouldn't allow it. The bill they had went to five committees, including ethics, which, of course, didn't respond because they're moribund. But the four committees that worked on it, actually some good amendments passed that happened to be sponsored by Democrats, and they were all scrubbed out. The last little thing is we had a study that my good friend Bobby Scott had put in from Virginia, and they had eliminated going after Bobby, and so when they wrote their rule, they self-executed Bobby out. So we had one Democrat amendment allowed, it's Sheila Jackson Lee.
Hmm.
But no substitute, which would have done wonderful things. I mean, we were really tough.
Hmm. All right, it's 9:14, 14 minutes after 9 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking with Congresswoman Louise Slaughter. She is from New York's 28th District. Yeah, you're calling for immediate hearings on the legislation to reduce gas prices. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, I am calling me on that. And let me give you something else, if I may. The Rules Committee minority released a report in a couple months ago called The Selling of America. And we took three major pieces of legislation, including the Medicare bill and the energy bill. And we discussed thoroughly who wrote those bills, who was in the room. Democrats, I want to tell you, were not. Who wrote the bills, who benefited, who got hurt, and what both sides, Republicans and Democrats, put in as amendments to try to improve it, but were not allowed to. Now, people should look at that on my website and read it, because this is a good, thorough understanding of why we're where we are now. That bill had such a giveaway to the oil and gas producers. And look at the reports they're putting on this quarter, the fourth quarter, how much they are really making out there on our backs. And it was the most astonishing piece of work I've ever seen. And you know that just before that passed that energy bill, all those energy people got together and had a big fundraiser for Tom DeLay.
Hmm.
And that's one of the things he was admonished for by the Ethics Committee. And then in order, you know, what they always do is kill the messenger, they took the three Republicans that they found most egregious off the Ethics Committee, who were wonderful people, including a Colorado congressman named Joel Heffley, and threw them off the committee because they had joined in this admonishment of Tom DeLay and his terrible dealings.
Now, in this energy bill that the president, that Bush had signed, It had these giveaways to the oil companies, to the energy companies, and now he's turning around talking about trimming those back all of a sudden.
Well, it's embarrassment, I think. And he's talking about hydrogen fuel, which is so far down the road. We should have been working on, frankly, as long as I can recall, we've been talking about alternative fuels, but never have the will to really put the money in to push the research. But I think we're going to have to now, because frankly, China and India will buy up every drop of oil that's available, and we're never going to have that, be the top dog in buying oil again. I mean, we are in a severe competition with them, and we have no option, we must find alternatives.
But it doesn't look like we're going to find it under this White House.
No, maybe better days will come. Look, you know something everybody talks about, who's going to be the next president. I'm not interested in that. If we want to save the country and change policies and get our reputation back, it really depends on the Congress. So I hope everybody get active for 2006.
Boy, we certainly are here, I'll tell you that much. And we got a great slate of candidates running here in the state of Colorado.
Look.
So hopefully we're going to see some turnover in the House and eventually some turnover in the Senate. Congresswoman Slaughter, thank you so much for your time this morning. Appreciate you being on the show.
And Colorado is gorgeous. Thank you.
We love you. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, that's Congresswoman Louise Slaughter from the 28th District in New York. And, you know, she's right. I mean, the change is with the Congress. That's why you've got to get out. And you got to put Angie Piccioni in there. You got to put Bill Winter in there. You got to put Jay Fawcett in there. You got to get out. You got to we got to put a Democratic person in the 7th congressional district. I'm favoring Peggy Lamb, but whoever gets the nomination, that's who we should back. 18 minutes after 9, we'll get back to Sherry and her phone call and the rest of your phone calls too on open phones here on AM 7.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Be with pride for 13 years.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Little Primus on a Friday. There's no problem with a little Primus. 9:22, 22 minutes after 9. High today, 51. Showers. All right. Back to Sherry, who's been hanging on. It's open phones. And Sherry, thank you for waiting while we talk to the Congresswoman. So go ahead. And you were talking about, pick up where you left off.
My husband was in intelligence in the Army,
right,
along the border. And after I met him, he would tell me stories, but the story that he told me that was the funniest is very short, is that they would go in with drug dealers, they would arrest them, they would do an abundant amount of paperwork, and they'd look up, and here was the man walking out the door. So later on, when our country had problems with drugs coming in from Mexico, he went, duh. You know,
exactly.
They've had it for years, but nobody's ever stopped anything, and they always need a rallying point. And if you've done any studies on, you know, having people to rally, you always use an scapegoat. Every leader who ever wanted anything has done that with almost any group of people. and they're doing it right now because Bush doesn't think, or the Republicans, 9/11's an old story, but it's going to come back because of Iran.
Well, it's an easy play. It's an easy play to get people, you know, upset and fearful and resentful about things, and they're here and they're getting social services and I'm not getting them, and
right.
You know, they're getting breaks, and I wouldn't be allowed to be able to do that. And what we have to do, I think, is we have to center the discussion back about what is good for the country, what's good for the country as a whole, what's fair and what's just, and what is humane, not what is, you know, expedient, cruel, and simple.
Well, you know, I mean, this I'm trying to think of a nice word. I'll say garbage about rounding up how many people. First of all, it's feasibly impossible unless you're Hitler and you want to go back into the cars, which I said that way because it's just as stupid. I mean, come on. You know, you can't do that. You can't, period. It is not something that you can discuss and say, well, we're going to do that, because people sound like fools when they do it. And the United States, no matter what's going on right now, doesn't want to be pegged like that. You know, we're supposed to be above that.
Well, I don't know. We got a president who doesn't seem to be above it.
Well, he doesn't care about anyone, so I mean, except certain people. But I think the thing that's really the other thing I called about was, you know, the large corporations have been taking away people's pensions.
Yeah.
And it's really sad. I mean, you know, they've been promised. Well, we've got a Senate and a Congress that has pensions, and we've got a government that's really, really, really in debt, and we need money. Don't you think we should take away their pensions?
Yeah, I have no problem with that at all. I also have no problem with the idea that since we can't have universal health care, I don't think they should be able to have it either.
No, neither. I mean, and they, you know, I've heard so much BS about, you know, when you get someone on another side, they always look back at Clinton and they blame him for everything. And I think, you know, there's a page to be turned, and the book's at a new space. You know, we're in a new chapter.
I agree.
And you can't keep going to the same garbage over and over and over again.
You know, that's their fallback argument, is always to bring up Bill Clinton. Sherry, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
Please call me again.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you later. Let's go to Steve in Buena Vista. Steve, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
That's good. I like the commercials, too, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Anyway, I wanted to call up and talk just a little bit about this whole thing with the Star Spangled Banner this morning.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
I mean, that just has me infuriated. I agree with you, you know, about 98% of the time, but this whole immigration thing is so divisive to, you know, Democrats, Republicans, everybody. And it's kind of sad, actually. But they're calling this our anthem now. I don't get that.
Well, you could make the case that the Star Spangled Banner was actually borrowed from a British drinking song.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
I mean, I don't know. You know, to me, it doesn't. I'm not.
But that is, you know, that's part. You know, I still get teary-eyed every time I go to a 4th of July celebration or see a soldier get off a plane or watch the Olympics, and I hear that. You know. And to have this done in Spanish and call it our anthem, I mean, I'm sorry. That's just, they're crossing the line there.
Well,
they really
actually,
are.
Actually, it's not them that did it. Listen to me. Boy, that sounds good. You think I go to high school and teach kids how to talk like
that? You sound like me most of the time.
You know, it's not like them that did it. According to the AP story that I have, that I got this morning, it was this British music producer, actually, that did it.
But they're going to do it 7 o'clock tonight on all Spanish stations. And to me, I mean, that's just a slap in every citizen of the United States' face. It just boom, right across the face.
Well, it's just ratcheting up the emotionalism about it. And you're right about that. And I have to concede that point to you, that it is, you know, it's rationing up the emotionalism, and they're playing into their critics' hands.
What are they trying to, you know, how far do they want to go? You know, are they trying to take over this country, or what are they doing? You know,
I don't think they're trying to take over the country. I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to be recognized, but I think you got a problem, and I think the problem is...
Well, that's not the way to get recognized.
I agree, but I think you've got extremists, you know, on both sides, just like you would have extremists on both sides of any movement, and so the radio... All right, here it is, from an inside-the-media viewpoint, okay? The radio stations are capitalizing on it, So what they're so what they're doing is they're getting mileage off of it. There are right wing.
Insult to you though, as an American?
I don't feel as insulted about it as I do sad.
I don't feel sad. I feel insulted, and you know, I am totally for the immigration thing. You know, this country's made up of immigrants, except you know, American Indians. I mean, we're all immigrants in one form or another in this country.
Well, you're right about that. Nobody. We should go ask the Native Americans what they think about us being here.
Well, you know, but they speak English and stuff too. But these people, for some reason, are trying to change the Star Spangled Banner.
You know why they speak? You know why they speak English, though, don't you?
Well, because we made them.
Well, yeah, we beat them in a lot of these Indian schools. We physically accosted them.
Well, maybe that's what we need to do with the Mexicans.
Come on, you don't believe that. Don't get extreme. You're not talking about physically, but you know, beating people and forcing them to speak English.
No, I'm not saying that. No, not at all. No, don't get me wrong there.
Okay.
But you know what I'm trying to say is, you know, they come across here and now they're trying to change our national anthem, is something that is sacred to us,
I hear what you're saying. Some of them that are involved in this, too, though, are also from here that are involved in this.
I know.
I just write it off. Here's what I do. I just write it off as being an extreme thing, a publicity thing,
I hope that's all it is.
You know, a wrong-headed thing to do that doesn't win you any sympathizers, that doesn't actually make the case, and what it does is it muddies the waters.
It just stirred up a hornet's nest,
what
it did.
Exactly, and it makes negotiating the thing a whole lot worse.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it does for me. When I saw this morning, I thought, well, you know, here we go. Okay, so now instead of trying to come up with some kind of workable solution to this whole problem that has been plaguing us now ever since this whole firestorm started,
I wouldn't even mind if they want to sing this in Spanish, that's fine, but don't change the words to it. And that's what they're doing.
Yeah, which I think is absolutely a wrong-headed move. I mean, I'm on your side about it. I think it's absolutely a wrong-headed move.
I take a lot of pride in this country, you know. And every time I see a soldier get out there wounded or coming back from Iraq or Vietnam, you know, I had to sign up for the draft in Vietnam. I didn't have to go, thank God. But you know, it makes me sick. It's like try to change the words on that.
I'm with you on it, and one of the things I think that needs to be examined is the fact that these Hispanic radio stations that are getting together and that are going to play
they're fueling the fires, they're doing.
They're exploiting the situation, and it doesn't help.
That's like taking the American flag, stomping on it, and then holding up a Mexican flag.
But you know what they're doing. But you know something? Maybe somebody should speak up and hold them to some degree of accountability for this, too.
Well, I think somebody needs to, yeah, but I don't know who.
Well, the feds.
Well,
I don't know.
Good luck there.
You know, I just don't. I'll go back to what I said before. It makes me sad, but here's what it does. It muddies the waters of the real discussion.
Exactly.
And it's not needed. And it's wrong.
I mean, we have enough problems with this whole immigration thing right now. You know, and like I said, I'm not against immigrants in this country, but I feel like we need to do this, you know, make these people be held accountable for it. If they're here illegally, they need to step up to the plate and do this and, you know, become citizens of this country. And that's fine. I don't have a problem with that.
But you just
stop the borders. You don't control them.
Yep, I agree. And you just don't rewrite the Star Spangled Banner. You're absolutely right about that.
I agree. That is our national anthem. That's us, you know. Either you learn to sing it in English or you don't sing it at all.
You know, I would concede that point. Well, if you want to sing it in Spanish, I have no problem with that. You just don't change the lyrics.
Well, yeah, and you know, that's what they're doing. They're changing the lyrics.
Which is wrong. Wrong, definitely. All right, Steve, stay dry and have a good weekend.
Okay, and I just, like I said, I enjoy the commercials. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, you're the best.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. It is our last traffic report from Bailey until she fills in. You're going to come back again, aren't you, Bailey?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I'll be on in the afternoon, you know. I'll be around.
Yeah, but that's not this show.
I know, which is unfortunate. But I'll pop in, like I said, every once in a while.
They take everything from me. Everything that's good, they take it away.
I'm sorry.
I don't think they want me to succeed.
I want you to.
I think they want me to fail.
No. Nobody wants that.
Then I can go get a job no other American will want. All right, what's the traffic look like?
Well, we're still seeing some trouble this morning. Have a new accident working on the ramp from Parker Road onto northbound 225, and crews are clearing this crash northbound 225 just past Islip. So a little sluggish in both of those areas. Now, we are loaded up in both directions, still across downtown and through T-Rex on I-25. If you're headed south of the tech center, do have a rollover in the clearing stages. It's tying up the right lane southbound I-25 at Toma Road, so that's going to slow you down a bit. Loveland Pass still closed due to this rolled semi and now a fuel spill, so I-70 also going to be closed at the top of every hour for about 20 minutes to let the hazmat vehicles through. And then around town, things actually looking pretty good. Thinning out on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal, and Highway 93. Turnpike also seeing a nice ride through Broomfield and Westminster, but still dealing with the wet roads and backsplash. On to the forecast.
American Championship Fighting presents the Exodus Ring Girl Competition Finals this Saturday night at the Arena, First and Union in Lakewood. The contest begins at 9:30 with drink specials between 9 and 11. Guys, come early for the best seats as Denver's hottest ladies compete to be one of three ring girls at Exodus Return to the Ocho, May 6th at the Denver Coliseum. Ladies will dress to impress, then let it all loose with a bikini round you don't want to miss. The Exodus Ring Girl Competition Finals this Saturday night at the Arena, First and Union, just 6 blocks south of 6th Avenue in Lakewood. It's going to be hot.
VH1 Classic presents two of the greatest bands of their era playing nothing but hits. The New Cars and Blondie, together live.
One way or another.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Blondie and the New Cars. Todd Rundgren, Elliot Easton, Greg Hawks, Kasim Sultan, and Prairie Prince. For the first time in 17 years, the New Cars and Blondie. The event you don't want to miss, May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. Get your tickets on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone at 303-830-TIXS or online at HOB.com. Purchase your tickets online and get a free New Cars and Blondie digital album through eMusic. Let the good times roll again. May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. The New Cars Road Rage Tour 2006 and Blondie. Produced by House of Blues Concerts.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You are a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Yeah, now the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs, all internet priced. Hey, nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Working there as well. They really do. These people are dedicated to making you happy. And I've been talking the last couple of days here about the experience that Mary and I had where we went to a car dealership, and you know what? I just wanted to look at the car. We just wanted to look at the car. It was curiosity. And also kind of wanted to see the difference between another dealership and Rockies who we're used to dealing with. We stood there for like 7, 8, 9 minutes. Nobody came out and said, well, do you want to see the car? Do you want to open the car? Do you want to... I mean, nothing. Just stood there. Finally, somebody came out. That's not going to happen to Rockies. That's not to say that if you go to 63rd and Federal, they're going to start jumping all over you and trying to, you know, twist your arm into buying an automobile. But they are there to wait on you. They are there to make sure that you're happy. And that's what sets them aside, because they don't take for a second you or anybody else for granted. And that's what keeps them in business. Repeat business. People keep coming back time and time again because they know that Rockies delivers on their word. Rockies Autos. Check them out on the internet, rockiesautos.com. You can see the selection, the inventory. You can pre-qualify for a car loan. The list of things just goes on and on there. You can see the TV commercials. Don't be blinded by mine. But, you know, Rockies is just a great place. And I'll probably run into you because I'm out there all the time. Rockies Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. The matching down incentive going on now, 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Checker Auto Parts.
What your car is really saying, number 6, the minivan.
After 8 years of ferrying this family around to baseball, ballet, and Bible school, my parts are pooping out, don't you know? Put a sock in it, boy. Anyway, just the other day, I dripped an embarrassing stain on my parking spot at the mall, and my steering... Sorry about that. What would be hunky-dories if my driver Madge and that gearhead husband of hers hustled me over to that auto parts store where they say, we got it.
This Thursday through Sunday, shop Checkers' huge four-day sale and get 5 quarts of Shell motor oil with a Pennzoil filter for just $7.99 after rebate with coupon. A 160-piece mechanics tool set for only $39.99, a 3-gallon air compressor for just $79.99, and 5 packs of shop towels or Permatex hand cleaner. Buy one, get one free. Want a great sale? We got it.
So now, hon, when you need a plan for your van, you know where to go.
Checker Auto Parts.
Attention, all conservatives.
Ah, caught you listening. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Yeah. That's what I need is stones on a Friday afternoon. But actually, it's Friday morning, so I'll take it any time. 9:39, 39 minutes past the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 51, showers. Here's something that didn't come up this morning. I want to get it in before we run out of time. This is in the New York Times. You can go online. You can see it yourself. President Bush is expected today to announce his approval of a deal under which a Dubai-owned company would take control of 9 plants in the United States that manufacture parts for American military vehicles and aircraft. Say two administration officials familiar with the terms of the deal. The officials who were granted anonymity so that they could speak freely about something the president has not yet announced said the final details have not been set. And Mr. Bush might put conditions on the transaction to keep military technology in the United States, but his action is almost certain to attract scrutiny in Congress because of the political furor that erupted over the administration's approval of a deal earlier this spring that would have given another Dubai-owned company, Dubai Ports World, leases to operate several American ports terminals through its acquisition of a British company, the Peninsular and Oriental Steam Navigation Company. And, of course, you know what happened to the Dubai deal. It came unwound. But here's Bush set to approve the takeover of 9 military plants by a Dubai firm. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you very much. Certainly do appreciate it. Okay, back on the phones. Let's go to John in Brighton. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hi.
Good. My comment, I guess, is on immigrations, and, you know, they talk about, you know, work. I'm a carpenter. I've been a carpenter for 22 years since I got out of high school. And they talk about, you know, these jobs that us Americans don't want to do. Well, when I was 18 years old, I came out of high school. That's what I was taught. I was taught the trades. I had wood shop and did the shop classes in high school. And when I got out, it's a good job. You take pride in your work. And for them to say they're doing jobs that none of us want to do, you know, there's a lot of kids that when they get out of school, they would come out and work on the construction sites, and they come out there and, you know, there's too many Spanish people out there. They can't be taught anything. There's nobody there to train them. I'm one of the few people that have stuck around, you know, for my generation. I don't see a lot of carpenters that are not Hispanic.
Well, is it because they're not going into it? Is it because they're going into other things? And when they talk about jobs, they mean jobs plural. And the one exception that we keep getting to the rule that comes up every single day is the construction industry, but there are a lot of other jobs out there that you know, people just don't. I mean, look, let me ask you something. Do you want to go be a busboy?
Well, you know what? When I was 16 years old, I washed dishes.
Yeah, well, so did I. But I'm talking about now. I'm talking about when you're 18, 19, or 20 years old. I mean, is that what you aspire to do in life? Is to be a busboy, or do you aspire, in life to be, a cook's helper, or do you aspire in life to be a dishwasher or any of those, you know, those kind of things? Or do you aspire in life to go, pick strawberries or do, you know, messy janitorial work? I mean, is that what you... No, most of us aspire to try to want to do something else.
Oh yes, I agree. Nobody wants to, you know, wash dishes all their life. But, you know, for me, at the time, it was a job. I made money. You know, I could pay for my gas, I could pay for my insurance, and I paid my taxes, you know. I paid my taxes, you know. I made $120 a week, and I paid taxes.
Are you talking about when you were washing dishes?
Yes, when I was washing dishes.
Yeah,
I didn't want to be a dishwasher
for
20 years. I didn't aspire to make a career as a dishwasher,
okay.
But it was, and there's a lot of jobs out there. There's a lot of young kids that could fill these jobs in the workforce. You know, there is people that will do these jobs.
But, you know, I go by these places all the time, and I see help wanted signs. And then,
that's a good economy. That is a good economy. That's because we have a good economy.
Well, employment is low in this employment is low in this state. Workers' wages are stagnant, but I do see, you know, for jobs that you know probably you and I wouldn't apply for, I see help wanted signs. How come those jobs aren't being filled?
Well, you know, that's that's a good thing. I mean, there should be job, you know, help wanted signs all over the place. That's good. That's a sign of a good economy. People are opening stores, opening businesses.
Yeah, but I see signs like in the fast food industry.
Yeah.
All right, look. Leaving the construction industry out of the question here, okay, do you think most Americans want to work in the fast food industry, yes or no?
No.
Then who's going to do those jobs?
Young Americans, I guess, yes. Young Americans.
Yeah, but they can't do it. You know, they can't do it full-time, and then in some cases, you know what, they don't want to do it. But, I mean, the majority of people who want to do that job are either kids or immigrants. So you have your choice. Well, what do you do when it's kids and it's during the school year? Then who does those jobs?
Okay. You, good point, Jay. You know, that's true. There are a lot of jobs out here that need to be done. I don't know what the solution is.
I don't either.
It's a huge problem. It's a huge problem. My kids, I have a 5-year-old and a 6-month-old. At the house, you know, the education, why are we spending all this money to teach these kids Spanish, you know? I thought English was the American language.
Because knowledge is power, and the more you know, and the more you learn as far as languages go, whether it's Spanish, French, German, Italian, or something else, you can use it later. And the answer in all of this is for your kids is that they have got to get a good education so that they can make something out of themselves in the future so that they don't find themselves in a situation where somebody else can easily take their job who has little or no training. John, thank you.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's summer session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
39 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Now extended through May. Get 2.75% financing from Shea Homes at Reunion, Northeast Denver's most...
Okay, you're at a party, and the person you've always imagined spending the rest of your life with is actually talking to you. You're not just talking, but you're downright charming. Your stories are funny, your response is witty, your teeth mercifully without spinach flakes. If your next thought is whether your obnoxious roommate or your mother, the mood killer, will be home, well, it might be a good time for your first house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider that your mom's house might be as sexy as a smelly t-shirt, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-460-0580 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-460-0580. 1-800-460-0580.
No matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Check out AutoSmart, Denver's largest program vehicle outlet. Browse through a variety of over 300 low-mileage 05 and 06s under full factory warranty. See their ad in the newspaper or log on to buyautosmart.com. That's buyautosmart.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
49, 1 minute away from 10 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin here. High today, 51, showers. Is it still raining out there? Hold on. No, just looks wet. That's the unofficial Jay Marvin AM 760 Weather Forecast Center. We got some clouds in the sky and a little wind. Otherwise, windshield wipers are not going on cars. So that must... Oh, no, wait a minute. There's some windshield wipers on that car, so there must be a little bit of rain out there. Okay, that's how we do it. It's unscientific, but we do it. All right, let's get back to the telephones here, and we go to Peggy in Aurora. Peggy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Peg.
Listen, I just had a couple of points that I'd like to bring up. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can go online to see this information for yourself, uscensusbureau.com or whatever it is. Anyway, by the year 2015, the Hispanics in this nation, whether they're illegal immigrants or not, are going to pretty much outnumber the whites.
Well, that doesn't bother me. I don't care.
Well, I don't care either, but either we learn their language so that we can communicate with them because they're going to be a major impact on us, just like the baby boomers, of which I am of that generation. And so, you know, while we have to look at what are we going to do about all these baby boomers who refuse to retire and refuse to be sick and refuse to sit down and let age be a factor in our lives, We have to learn, we have to teach our kids that they're going to have to deal with the Hispanics also.
You're right. We're going to have to live in a bilingual society. That's exactly right. But Hispanics, you know, as most immigrants, when they get into, you know, second and third generation, they'll also learn English as well.
Exactly. That's the Hispanics' role. They need to learn English. I would say by second generation, you know, they come here because they want their kids to be Americans, okay? Then their children should learn the language. It's a little harder as an adult to learn a second language, but they should try.
I agree. I agree.
But as far as our kids are concerned, we better start learning their language also, at least the rudiments of it, because they're going to be here. They're going to be a majority. And so we need to deal with that. The second language we need to learn is Chinese. And the reason I say that is because, you know how they're funding this war? They're selling bonds to the Chinese.
Yep, exactly.
And we better, you know, China's going to, you know, we thought Japan was buying everything up. China's buying everything up. China owns half of our bonds.
Yeah, and doesn't it amaze you that nobody seems to be upset about that? I mean, in other words, in all of this discussion about immigration and about foreigners and about all of this stuff, that have you ever noticed, like, over the course of the last 4 hours or coming up on 4 hours, you're the only person that's called you're the only one who's called up to bring up the fact that the Chinese, holding our bonds. You're the only person to bring it up.
Well, that's because I just had to do a paper on it.
Well, I mean, it's like, how come nobody's upset?
Well, I am. I was in China last year. I took a professional tour. I was in China last year, and I can tell you we have a picture, and just it was just a small, you know, five-mile range. There were 27 cranes working on high-rise buildings
right
within our site in
yep.
that picture. Excuse me, 27?
Yeah.
How many cranes do you see around our town at all?
Yeah,
I mean,
my sister.
You see a couple here and a couple there, but.
My sister goes there quite often, says the same thing.
Yeah. And it's amazing what they're doing
yeah.
with our money.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody
now,
seems to care.
Nobody seems to care. Well, pretty soon they're going to want us to pay those bonds. And then what are we going to do? Because we don't have the money.
Well, I guess we should ask the president, and we should ask the Republican Congress. After all, they're the ones that
well,
are spending it.
Has an answer.
Peggy, I love you. I got to go.
Bye.
See ya. Let's go to Tom in Denver. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
What's up, Ross? How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, I'll just comment on your comment from this last lady. You're saying 2015, you're not going to care that we're underpopulated as white.
No,
white
I don't.
People,
no, correct? No, I don't.
Do you
have kids?
Do you have kids? You
yes,
have kids?
Yes, yes, I do.
Okay, and you're not going to care that your kids are not going to have white friends.
I didn't say my kids weren't going to have white friends. I don't think my kids. I don't think my kids should.
Is Cinco de Mayo going to be bigger than the 4th of July at your household?
I don't think that my kids should measure.
Answer the question, please.
You know what? If you'd be quiet for a second, I would answer the question.
No,
I don't think. I don't think. All right. You know what? You know what? I'm
going to
answer. I'm going to give you one last chance, and I'm going to answer the question. If you'd be quiet, if not, go to the phone zone.
Well,
all right, that's it. Go to the phone zone, and now I'll answer the question. I don't think my kids or anybody else's kids should ever look at somebody and judge on whether they're going to be friends, whether they're white, black, orange, green, or yellow. Friendship doesn't cut on skin color, and you come across to me like you're a racist. So you know what? Take your rebel flag and your racist attitude, okay? And you know what? Take your lips, hook them up to the tailpipe of your pickup truck, and take a large inhale and suck one up, pal. Paul in Denver. You're on.
Hey, Jay.
About a minute.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Paul.
Yeah, Paul.
Way to go. Way to tell that guy off. Listen, I just want to respond to that guy about the national anthem. You know, he needs to remind himself of the Pledge of Allegiance. It's one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You know?
Yeah, but I don't think that's not. But that's not what he was saying. What he was saying is that you shouldn't rewrite the lyrics to a country's national anthem, and I think he's absolutely right. I don't think the French would want it. I don't think the Mexicans would want it. I don't think the Cubans would want it. I don't think the Canadians would want it. I mean, I think it's natural not to feel good about it.
Well, I agree with that part, but I wish people would understand the anger of Mexicans from their perspective of how this country has exploited them. I just read another article about NAFTA and how NAFTA has done nothing but allow the United States to control trade between the U.S. and Mexico.
Right, it needs to be abolished.
Exactly, exactly. But, Jay, I'm going to be out there Monday. I hope to see you, and I hope there's a lot of other white people that join the immigrants on Monday because they need our support, and so I hope to see you out there Monday.
Well, I'm behind them 100%. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right, have a good weekend.
See you later.
Yeah.
Do I have time to squeeze one more in? Do I? Who? I only got a minute. How can you squeeze in for a minute? But does anybody, I mean, would you sit down with your kids and go, okay, like, you don't have enough white friends, you don't have enough African-American friends, you don't have enough Hispanic friends. Kids are kids. Be friends. You know? I went to a integrated grade school. I had Hispanics and whites and a few African-Americans. And, you know, we just picked friends based on friends. We didn't sit there and go, oh. You know, your name is Steve Montoya. You have brown skin and the last name Montoya. Well, you know, you can't be my friend because I need more white friends. Or your name is Vicky Herrera. I mean, come on. How ridiculous. All right. Have a great weekend. Back Monday at 6 a.m. We're going to talk about something that concerns Colorado kids that doesn't...
Finally, a mortgage banking firm you can trust to help you buy the home of your dreams or refinance without outrageous closing costs. Encore's experienced financial consultants will educate you on how to get the best loan. Encore's commitment to 100% customer satisfaction is attained by meeting clients 7 days a week, face-to-face. If you're ready for a relationship with a mortgage banker approved by the Better Business Bureau that will put your interests first, call Encore at 720-266-4917 now. That's 720-266-4917.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
See how Pure Night can help you. Call 1-800-900-6118. That's 1-800-900-6118.
Fiesta. Join AM 760 Progressive Talk for a fiesta at the 19th Annual Cinco de Mayo Festival in Civic Center.